Banchud. Banchud.
You are the Banchud number one from India.
And yeah. I am the Monarchud.
Tested, tried, and true.
98.6
mL.
Hey guys, what do you say there? What do you say there, flapjacks? Good evening. I am Carlito. I am he. Here for prank calls for August the 15th. August the 15th. Wow, man. August is halfway done. Yeah, buddy. We're going to be taking your requests tonight and doing prank calls, as well as talking about things here and there. That's how it usually goes here at Madhouse Radio. Milkman will be joining me shortly. He's currently inside the Home Depot looking for light bulbs. Now, unbeknownst to him, I have the number of the Home Depot where he's at, because he checked in on there on Foursquare. So I'm going to be giving that a call here in just a moment. And give him a harassment in just a minute here. He's buying light bulbs. He said all the light bulbs went out in his house. How do all your light bulbs go out at the same time? Unless you got like a lightning storm, right? Whatever. It's always an adventure in Milkman's life. That's the life I want to live, is Milkman's, because he's just always got some weird shit going on. Okay, well, we do have Request a Prank that you can use over at the website, madhouselive.com. Use it. It's a free form. It's anonymous, if you'd like. It's as anonymous as you want it to be, man. You can send in your requests there. We have quite a few requests that came in, including from a new person who's been hanging out lately on the Madhouse site and chat room, Mr. Fart Shit Ass Cum. He sent in a number, so did Safi, who sounds like a woman to me, because when I hear Safi, I think Sappho, which is that Greek lesbian thing, culture, you know. I should call a Greek restaurant, ask them about Sappho and the island of Lesbos. Flutterpie also sent in a number earlier in the week. You can send these all week if you want. You know, if you think of something, or if you're going around town and you see something, you can send a request. I should really set up an easy request email address that you can hit up. But anyway, the chat room is there also. Be sure to check that out. It's always fun. We got a lot of people in the chat tonight joining us. It's good to see you all there. That's also madhouselive.com. And subscribe to the Madhouse Prankcast feed. That's all I ask. Tell a friend. Okay? Thanks. YouTube would also be great. It would be great to get some more subscribers on there on the YouTube channel. Madhouse Radio is the YouTube channel name. There's links for that at our website, madhouselive.com. All right. Anyway, we also have plenty of numbers from across the web, people selling different things, such as a dog kennel. For offer, they can send pics if we need, and we just need to make an offer.
Peach fuzz, peach fuzz.
and someone's looking for yards to mow for the remainder of the year. Anyway, we got plenty of stuff to go with here, and I'm sure our good friend, our good pal, Lonesome Loser, will be done romancing his girlfriend and will join us here making romance. They had a big date tonight celebrating 6 months together, and they decided to go to Buca di Beppo, and I also have that phone number. Remember where Mr. Lonesome Loser's at in Pennsylvania at Buca di Beppo, having an Italian dinner with his 6 month anniversary girlfriend. We can call over there and mess a Lonesome Loser too, you know? That'd be funny. I got his information off of Foursquare. We can call there and say, hey, yeah, hey, that guy, he's a dangerous man. Let's do it. And do the same thing to Milkman about the Home Depot, right? Let's say that man, he told me he was going there to shoplift. He says he stuffed stuff in his ass. I'm really tempted. Anyway. Hey, and also, I'm looking to try to fix the chat problem. It's filling up, I know. Sorry, guys. We have that chat room, and it's been maxing out every night that we've had a show. I'm in some kind of tussle with a technical issue plus a billing issue at the same time with the IRC hosting provider. But I'm assured that it's supposed to be fixed tomorrow, that I'll be able to log in tomorrow during business hour, after business hours start, and I'll be able to finally select the option to upgrade our IRC package to double the amount of slots in there, and that should take care of our problem. I've been trying for 2 weeks now. I know. It's a bitch. Deal, help me out. What you can do to help me out is, you know, we might just have to, tonight, if it becomes an issue. If anyone, like right now, see, Dialer, you're logged in with two names in there. I don't know if one is a fake Dialer. Dialer's using up two fucking slots. Dialer, man, come on, man. You know what I mean? We all like to observe and stuff. So what I'm doing to try to help out is I'm trying to incorporate the chat room into the video feed a little more. So if you're listening, if you want to at least have a glimpse and see what's going on in the chat, if you're watching the video feed, that flashes every 2 minutes or so for a little bit. You can see what the conversation is in there. So it'll let you know if you're on chat, when if you're watching the video feed, say a big what's up when you're on video. Everyone's going to see it. So exciting. Because more people watch and listen live than are in the chat. I need to do a prank call and stop bullshitting. Unless, let me try to call Milkman. He said he couldn't take the phone with him into the store because his battery was going to die. Jesus. I understand him. Charge your beat. He knows it's Thursday. Have that phone charged, man. Show night. He's not going to answer, whole guy. He doesn't answer Skype because he thinks it's a collector calling. I gotta call him first every time from the cell phone so he knows it's Hermano, and I'll tell him, watch. That's how it is. This life he lives, man. It's not the same without Milkman. Getting to the request of prank. We're gonna do this one that this fart shit ass come here. He said, making a big deal that he sent a request of prank, so here we are. I hope this is good. You're kind of untested here. And you're kind of weird. Like, a name like that is just weird, man. I'm just guessing you're like 13 years old or something. What's your story? Guy that goes as far as shit ass come in the chat room. What is your problem? In Tennessee, we got Dylan, a friend of his. Now we know you live in Tennessee, stupid, who was recently harassed by his neighbors for not chipping in $5 for a new neighborhood sign. They're Asian, and he doesn't care for Asians. Okay. So who's Asian? All right, so Dylan doesn't care for Asian, but the people calling are Asian. Okay. All right, yeah. I can dig that, good sir. Give me just a moment, please. I have to activate my little click the Skype call thing in my browser. Makes things much, much easier for the show, I learned. But it's a kind of a temperamental fucking thing also. It doesn't run nice and clean. Like it, sometimes it'll just start crashing the page. Every time you try to load a page, it becomes unresponsive, and you have to wait until Chrome gives you the option to cancel it. So we'll see how well it works. If I can find it in this list, I can activate it. Where are you, Skype? Click to call. Isn't that what it's called? All my shit isn't synced up, so never mind. Ha, never mind. Have to do it the old-fashioned way, then fine. All right, here's Dylan, who hates Asians and didn't want to give $5 for a neighborhood sign. It'd be nice to know what the name of the neighborhood is. I'm probably going to fail because he's going to ask me, what's the name of the neighborhood? And I'm going to be like, ah. Fart shit has come. You got to think about that stuff now. That's what I predict is going to happen here. He's going to say, what neighborhood you coming from then? I'm going to go, I don't know. You know, the one, our neighborhood. And he's going to be like, yeah, and he's going to hang up. That's my prediction.
Hello?
Hey, Dylan.
What up?
Dylan, why you not give the $5, man?
What happened?
Why didn't you give the $5? Jenny was telling me that you didn't give her parents $5 for the neighborhood sign that we're trying to get put up to try to clean this place up.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know those Asian people? They live here. You know those Asian people?
Not really.
They're talking about putting up the sign, and you were supposed to chip in $5 for a new neighborhood sign, and they're stupid.
$5? Why can't they go do it?
I know, right?
For real, yeah.
Yeah, well, who the fuck are they? So they want to put up this fucking sign here. You know what? I pushed them, and I poked him in the chest, and I told him I was going to slap his wife in front of him and everything like that. He said, yeah, you go ahead, he said. And he like, puffed out his chest, bro. He came at me. He puffed out his chest. It was bumping it into my chest, you know?
Dude, I swear, did, like, my friend give you... Are you giving my number out?
No, yeah, well,
Are you giving my number out?
Yeah.
Hey, how do you have my number?
No, the Asian people told me about it.
How do Asian people have my number?
Well, they have it in the, I guess they have a directory of all the people that live in here. They paid for it online. They're trying to start some kind of neighborhood communities, watch and stuff. The guy, that Asian guy, he's got a bunch of guns. He's got a whole collection of antique guns and new shit. He got really into the George Zimmerman trial, man. He used to talk to me about it all the time.
Dude, you're hilarious.
You know, he used to talk to me all the
this
time.
This motherfucker is prank phone calling me.
No, I'm serious. The Asian guy that wanted to $5.
But who are you, though? Like, who the fuck are you?
I know them, you know, kind of through their daughter and...
Tony, you know how many people call my phone just trying to call me?
I don't know. I don't know. This is the first time I try to call you. I don't know, man.
You're prank phone calling me, dude.
Alright, I am. I'm sorry, sir.
Dude, it's cool.
I'm sorry. I have a...
But I mean, like, I have, like, tons of money. I don't need that. Like, I didn't want to give him $5 because he asked for me for $5. Yeah, he can go fuck himself.
Yeah, right, seriously. Well, who the fuck is he? So he came
up... I don't give two shits about no sign in the fucking this neighborhood. I don't give two shits about this neighborhood.
Fuck a sign, man. Fuck a sign.
I don't even live in this neighborhood anymore.
Why'd you leave the neighborhood?
Because, dude, I'm a boss. I got a real job and I make real money.
Good.
I make college money without college.
You make college money
without college. Put this on YouTube. Put this on YouTube.
All right, yeah.
Keep talking.
Well, this is on YouTube, yeah.
Going on YouTube because I think you're hilarious.
Yeah, it's on you. We have an internet.
Just follow me. Hey, follow me on Instagram, dude. I have 4,000 followers.
I don't really get an just go to madhouselive.com. You'll see where it came from, all right, buddy?
No, this guy's fine. I'm fucked up. Why not talk to him?
Hey, did you hear me? Because I got to go, but I'm going to give you the website. You ready?
All right, give me the website for real.
Madhouselive.com. Just go there. And follow.
All right, dude.
And then go to chat, man. The chat room's full. We have some fucking problem with the faggot chat room. But from there, at least you can kind of figure it out. I don't have time to explain it. I gotta go. But hey, man, good. All right, I gotta go. See you later, buddy. All right, bye, guy. Cool. He might be calling us. That'd be exciting. I'm like dry mouth, fucking dry mouth, man. And I thought I had water. in my cup here. I always keep one of these cups. But actually, I forgot I dumped the water and filled it with my Red Bull. I wanted to drink it faster. So I dumped it in this McDonald's cup that was empty that I washed out. So I'm going to go fill it with some water and ice because I'm thirsty, man. I don't know. I think my sugar's been high lately. And I didn't eat today, man. I haven't had dinner. I don't know what's up. I'm dying, guys. I'm going to play a nice prank call here, though, real quick. Sorry to have to do one so early, but I started roughly on time for a Madhouse show, to be honest with you, but not so prepared, I guess. I guess everyone was expecting me to start late, so Milkman's not ready, Lonesome Loser's in here, and I'm not organized. I perhaps jumped the gun. Milkman.
Oh.
Hey, what's the matter? You said 15 minutes, and it's been 43 minutes now. It's been
15 minutes ago.
That's only 30, that's 30 minutes, and then you still 10, 20, what happened?
Oh, man, there was a big run on there. Every fucking body was piled up in there. They had fucking everybody in there. Must have been stamped there or something. It was a long-ass line.
It's the middle of the month. It's as far away from the first of the month as you can get. Nice try, Milkman. Okay?
But there's a fucking heap up in there, though. I don't know what the fuck, but there's a lot of them.
I don't know.
I had to wait in line.
I don't know what to say. Are you done? Can you Skype now, or what's going on? Can we move on now?
I am in route. You're gonna call people. My battery is dead.
I'm gonna, Alright, shut up. I'm gonna call your cell phone from Skype. Answer it, please. Way to go, Milkman.
Oh.
Hey, Milkman. Hey, buddy.
Get work.
Hey, man. Okay, good. Thanks for finally showing up.
Sorry. I was uncontrollable circumstances. There was a mob of humanity in front of me. I beat my way through them, took as many phone numbers as I could, and I will submit them.
All right. Excellent, sir. Here's a phone number for someone who lost their keys. They posted on Craigslist. They lost the keys, buddy.
Oh, I like the penis. I'm kind of like, what the fuck?
No. There's some women that have detachable penises that they use, and when they have coitus, you know, with their woman female partners.
Is that like a strapolito?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
There you go.
That's a whole thing, and that's cool. Well,
you can get a real good working out with one of those, man. That motherfucker don't feel nothing.
Nuh-uh. No, you don't feel nothing, man. No way, man. All right, moving right along here, back to that number, as it was sent to us, is for someone reporting, help, lost car keys. I've lost my keys to my car. There'll be a Chrysler key and alarm remote on it with more miscellaneous keys, a Superman keychain, and other things on it found. Please contact. And we got the number. Okay, here we go, Milkman.
Hey, now make sure that, you know, and he's going to say, what else is on it? You know, he's telling him it was damaged. You found it in the street. And this, you know, this guy must have been running over you now, and it was damaged. So you can't describe everything, but I'm telling you what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
They always play a trick, and that's how they bought this.
Very, very good, yes. Yep. Boom, 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 boom.
You want the fucking
news? New report again. Chat room is full. Please kick people out. It is full.
You have reached the boys' mailbox of...
I don't know if I can do that, Nunu. Should we do that, Milkman? Nunu, it's first come, first serve. You wait your turn now.
Nunu's by the chat room. Nunu, be good.
Nunu, you can chat on Facebook.
You have reached the boys' mailbox.
Send us your Facebook account with your real name and real picture, and you can chat with us on there, man.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Do
come
that.
On, yeah, come on Skype, idiot.
Or yeah, better, right. yeah. Call us on Skype. Nunu, we know you have Skype. Call us on Skype. Do a video conference. Let's have a look at you. We'll put you on the big board. We'll put you on the YouTube video also, you know? Everyone see Nunu, finally. Wow, my God. My God, Milkman, right? Oh, my God. Can you imagine that emotional episode?
Yeah, that's the computer program that went very, very wrong. Folks.
Yeah.
There's nothing, you know.
An emotional episode, you know, that can start our whole March to November 12th. Big day, November 12th, Milkman, right? I'm excited about November 12th.
I am looking forward, brother, man. I tell you what, man, I'm going to have some wings.
Yeah, we're going to have some wings and beer. We're going to hang out, and we're going to end the show on a high note. We're going to go out like Seinfeld, man, on top. Highest ratings.
Let's get them Szechuan. Let's get them Szechuan solar landing temperature.
Oh, yeah. And I get wings. I get them garlic, and they got one here, man.
Oh, the garlic.
Listen, asshole, they got one called Coal Cracker, which is garlic mixed with hot, mixed with ranch. And that's the dip, that's the sauce they put on the wings. I get them twice baked, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And all drums, man. And then you get that sauce extra wet on that motherfucker.
Oh, chef, you're telling me.
Yeah, and I...
Hey, when you come out here, though, I'm going to take you over to this little place. It looks like it's just like, you know, oh, boy. But man, oh, man, it's called Antung.
Yeah.
They got freaking fat wings, man, in the sunset, man. I mean, they're bomb. I've never had any this good. Somehow they dry fry them. They're fried, but they're not oily or greasy in any way. I don't know how the fuck they do it.
Yeah, and when you come here for November 12th, I'm going to take you to this place called Kentucky Fried Chicken, and they do these awesome wings, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's like this Kentucky. It's like old Southern Kentucky-style chicken, man. And they got it all. They got biscuits. They got all this stuff. They even got grilled chicken that they do, man. It tastes, it's the highest, best chicken they can get. Oh, they use Purdue chickens, man. Purdue chickens.
Take that over there and make it a whole job. Come on, man. You can't get it wrong, bro.
All right, let's try to get the keys again. Let's stop bullshitting about chicken.
All right.
And the November 12th final show. It's awesome.
That's a surprise, isn't it? Or has that been released?
Yeah, we already released it. We already talked about it in the last episode. I'm so excited. It's going to be great to finally take a break. Nice break to the show. Nice break.
You have reached the voicemail box of 4.
I'm going to enjoy Thursday nights having a beer at home, you know, with my wife. If I'm still with her, God willing, is she still alive, you know, that she survives?
It's cool because you won't have to masturbate alone as she goes to bed, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, talking about gonna get down. You better watch out, bro. You're gonna have some youngins there.
We're gonna run around all over.
Be careful. You have extra time on you in your pants.
We're gonna run around all over town. Hey, here's Big Steve, who I talked about earlier, who is looking for some yards to mow. He needs about 5 or 7 yards to feed his family. He's got a baby coming, and the baby's in the belly, and is gonna come out on November 12th. Milkman, that's the due date. Yeah, big day, man.
Hello?
Hey, I see that you're looking for some yards to mow. You need to mow some yards.
Hang on just a minute.
Yeah, thanks, honey, baby.
Hang on just a minute.
All right, honey.
Hello?
Hey, Flapjack, how you doing there, buddy?
Doing good.
All right, Hoss. Listen, I got a yard here that I need taken care of. This house foreclosed on. It belongs to a basketball professional NBA player, and he got a place out here on a large ranch. And we'll pay you whatever it is for 5 to 7 yards. I think it's about 30 acres. About 30 acres of grass. You come out here, you cut the grass. You know how to cut it diagonal-wise where you go down one way and up the other and it looks like it's striped?
Yes.
What's that called? What do you call that? Just you like a stripe machine?
Striping, yeah.
I want horizontal stripes. Yeah, horizontal stripes for this gentleman. Now, you can't tell people who it is, but he got a nice house for his... He brings a lot of women. He's a married man, but he comes out to play golf, and then he gets with these women like from the strip clubs, and he flies them out here, and they get with him, and they have sex inside the house and everything, and he has like porno stars and golf players and stuff like that, and football players all the time. So the place needs to look good, and you can get in some action too if you want to hang out, you know, and get some coke, you know, do some coke. Drink some beers, you know, whatever you want.
Where is this place located?
Well, you got a fax there. This isn't a clean line, you know.
No, I don't have a fax machine.
Is this a clean line?
Yeah, this one is.
Is this a landline, a secure landline, or are we on a VPN, or what's going on? It's got to be a secret, you know.
Well, I'm probably not interested in it.
Oh, well, come on. This is good money, and it's just one. And, you know, you get to party. You get to party with all the basketball girls and stuff. Hello. He's gone. Milkman, are you there, buddy? Big fat guy. Big guy.
Yeah, Bob, I think we had a problem. I think we stumbled onto a homosexual there. Not interested when he heard about girls.
We're now.
And drove him off.
I want to announce we're now putting out a call.
Yeah.
I'm going to write this down that you are refusing to do it because it is a black person.
Absolutely. Write it down. Even tell him I said kiss my ass.
It's a black person's house and you don't want to do it. I'm putting down. Okay. He's heard him, everybody. He's a racist man.
That's right. It's a WNBA star. Just let him only know that. It's a WNBA star.
Harlem Globetrotter. We've got...
I might look up a name of a popular one.
It's Curly
it's
Neal.
Real ugly.
It's Curly Neal, the Harlem Globetrotter.
That's...
Everyone, remember in the 80s, Curly Neal all over the place. Curly Neal, that crazy.
Metal
Lark
Lemon.
Man, fuck those Globetrotters. They cheat. Like, they'll be out there with a fucking ladder playing basketball. You can't. How are you going to play with a ladder, man? They do some bullshit.
Well, they travel. That is the style, man. The Globetrotter style, man.
They travel.
Out on guard. Anything goes. So.
Yeah. You know what? I bet you in 30 years, the NBA will, every game will be like a Harlem Globetrotters game. It'll degenerate to that point. That'd be awesome. It'll be like wrestling, wrestling with a basketball on hard court. Professional
that's the
wrestling.
NBA, man. That's like, yeah. When did their season start?
What? The NBA in October?
WNBA.
I believe?
WNBA.
Oh, WNBA.
We got to push our other friends, our lesbian, association.
The Who NBA. They're in the summer. I don't know. Pay attention to that shit.
Well,
I don't know.
Help a brother out, man. I don't know this shit. That's why I'm asking these sports experts.
When the WNBA first started, they had a team in Orlando, the Orlando Miracle, and I never followed that shit. It folded like in 4 years, or not even. I think it only lasted three. Yeah, no one went to those games. Like they couldn't. They only sold. Yeah, they used to cover like the arena. They would put down this black tarp to cover up the. They would put this black tarp to cover up the lower bowl, the upper bowl rather, so it didn't look so bad. What are you babbling about, Milkman? What?
Well, that's what I mean, man. I mean, what do people have against lesbians? Come on, man. That's
I don't
know.
I don't know, man. Take it easy, okay? I have a...
Someone
has a dog kennel for offer. Can send pics if needed. We already talked about this before. This is Big Scott. Big Scott with a dog kennel. Yeah. You can put that dog kennel...
He lost his penis and his... dog's
teeth. Stop talking about that. He can put his dog kennel right up his ass, Milkman, right?
Yeah.
You think
Bob
so?
I think he'll like that, Bob. So you gotta be careful.
I think he should put it right up his ass.
I'm
gonna tell him that.
He likes gas plants. There ever was one. He's your man. Big Scott. Got your back end covered.
Still not going through. Right. I'm waiting here for it to go. It's not going.
Nothing here. Still patiently, articulating.
Still not going. Hang on. What's going on with Skype?
Skype is taking a shit because of it.
You love to talk shit about Skype all the time, Milkman. But you're always on it.
Skype is up, man. It never, ever. It is consistent, man. I mean, okay. It's kind of funny, and it's like
you're
like
always on it, Milkman. You're always on it. You don't mind being on it.
I'm muted normally when I'm on Skype. If you notice, most of them muted.
Okay. All right. Whatever. I guess we're not going to do that number because it's not going through.
No, let me ask you. Does my little microphone picture show up? You know, like if I unmute it or something, or you don't know that? You can't see that.
Does your microphone picture show up? I have no, I don't think so.
Oh, it doesn't show that I'm muted to you then? Like I'm the only one that sees that it's muted?
I guess. I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. All righty.
I don't know. Here's, someone, they said we should save for the morning show or Thursday night. Okay, well, it's Thursday night. If I have time to call, it's in Ohio. They close at 10 p.m. Thursday, so we should still be okay. This is Safi's ex who works at a Target in the electronics section in Caps. I broke up with him a while back, blah, blah, blah. He gets irritated and frustrated easily, so it would be awesome if you could just pester him with stupid questions about some merchandise. Okay.
Stupid questions. right.
Safi,
I don't think we could do that. We couldn't handle that, could we? The stupid question now.
Safi just asked that we don't get him fired. No problem. So I'm guessing Safi is a girl or a homosexual, and that's fine. Whatever, man. My money is Safi is a woman.
Everybody wants to love somebody sometimes.
That's true.
Thank you for calling the Medina Target Store. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. The store is now closed.
Well, milkman, they're closed. They don't close at 10 o'clock. They close earlier than that.
Stop. I lost a little bit of weight there. I get really bad, like, chest infection. And once it gets harder, it turns my asthma on permanently for about, like, 2-3 weeks. So I had to take a few days off calling everybody, you know, just covering my shit. I only had to pay, like, $60 or something. But, you know, at least it was done, you know. I'd rather pay that than have to pay the whole thing, you know.
Hey, milkman.
Yeah, I'm back. Yeah, I'm back.
You're back. Milkman's just having a conversation.
Oh,
right in the middle. Oh. You hear him? He's just talking to some guy about what his asthma.
You're not working the shift anymore?
Yeah, I do.
Let's listen to Milkman's business. Shh, quiet. Now he put us on mute. Great. He found out. Okay. Someone is asking Alabama, hey, man, I just wanted to thank you so much for what you do to some people. Prank call radio might just sound silly or stupid, but, man, you have provided me with hours upon hours of entertainment. Thank you, Florida Pie. Most appreciated. Very nice. Thank you for appreciating me. I appreciate your appreciation, and we all do, and Milkman does too, even though he just starts talking to his coworkers really loud. I thought he was going home, asshole. Here's a company called Field Nation, and we're requested to just harass. They will die of heart attack. Smiley face. Okay. I have no idea what Field Nation is. That would have helped out also their big guy, but we'll go for it. It's a toll-free number, so I'm guessing it's some kind of sports organization. Just a guess. Here we go.
Thank you for calling. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. For support, please press 1. For sales, press 2. And to access our dial by name directory, please.
Thank you for calling support. Please hold for the next available agent.
For training and quality assurance purposes, this call may be recorded.
Thank you for calling. This is Chief. I can help you.
There's a big problem with that. There's a big problem with it. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. It's bad. This is bad. It's a bad product. It's a bad idea. It's disgusting and it's sick. And you work for sick people. Sick, disgusting people who do bad, sick, disgusting things as a company, and they mess things up really bad. And I look embarrassed when I'm trying to pay for lunch with some clients and my card is declined. You know how that feels? You know how much I feel like an asshole? You know what an asshole is? He's just quiet. I'm spewing venom at him, and he's just being quiet.
Thank you for calling. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. For support, please press 1.
Thank you for calling support. Please hold for the next available agent.
For training and quality assurance purposes, this call may be recorded.
Jim speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, boy, was I just talking to you?
Yes.
And how far did you get? Because I was trying to talk and you weren't responding, and that was rude.
I responded, but you hung up.
What did you hear me say? Did you take notes? Did you put notes in the computer?
No, I didn't take any notes.
So you don't open Notepad and take notes what the customer is saying when he calls in? The client?
Definitely, yes.
So what did you write down for me? What did you notate for your call disposition?
From you, I didn't take anything.
You didn't take anything at all? So where's the accountability then?
Well, you have to let me know what this is about. If there's a work order ID related anything at all.
It's a bad thing. A bad thing. This whole shit thing messed me up, man. It messed up my business. I looked like an asshole in front of a lot of people and everything. You know? I look like they call me and they said, hey, asshole. They said, that guy said that to me. We're at a sushi restaurant and he said, asshole, asshole. That's what he said that I was. Asshole, he said. You know how embarrassed I was?
No, I don't. That sounds pretty bad.
we were having a hibachi lunch. We were powwowing, and he turned to me and he said, "What do you use?" And he said, "I use international machines." He said, "International business machines." And I said, "I use Finney," and they all started laughing at me. Like, ho, 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 like that. They started laughing at me. And the one guy said, if you use Finney, he said, he said, a-hole like that. But he said the real thing. He said the whole thing. He said, "You're a stupid a-hole. And they all started laughing. And he said that it was bad, that they did bad things, that they made bad choices in the business and they had outdated stuff. Like, he made me feel like a real asshole, you know? I was embarrassed, and then my card that I was supposed to pay for lunch, and my card declined. And I told the Japanese lady, I said, "Run it through again, there's a problem." She said, "We ran it through 5 times already. We tried to run it through 5 times, and it got declined." You know how I look then?
Not good. Really? Sir, are you registered?
And that was your fault. It was your fault that I couldn't. That I was embarrassed. I'm sorry. I'm emotional.
Can you give me your user ID or something?
They made me clean.
First name, last name.
They made me clean dishes and everything.
Okay.
They made me. They
do
made
you have
me,
a user ID? With
yes. It's. I'm
can
gonna
you give it to me.
Yeah, I'm gonna spell it for you. Okay. It's ADMINISTRA. T-O-R. And then the password.
The user ID.
Yeah, that's what I use. And then the password that I'm using is Lucky1, and it's all lowercase. L-U-C-K-Y-1. Lucky1, all small letters, all together. And then the number 1, not spelled out. It's, you know, L-U-C-K-Y, and then the number 1. Because they said that you have to have at least a 1 number, you know? So that's
what's
what
your first name and last name?
Cross. I'm Cross. My name is Cross.
What's the first name?
Cross. I am Cross.
How do you spell that?
C-R-O-S-S. Cross.
Oh, Cross. Okay. And last name?
No, that's all you need is Cross. That's it. Just Cross.
Is that your last name or first name?
No, everyone calls me Cross, you know? I should come, just look in the computer there, you know, look up Cross. I'm sure I'm there. That's what everyone calls me, is Cross. I don't know. That's what everyone here knows me as Cross. Everyone calls me Cross, Mr. Cross sometimes. They call me Big C.
Do you, okay, I don't see you with us.
Yeah, well, I can give you the username again. Did you write it down right? That's how they said they'll use this whenever I say to the computer that I have to use that. I have it right here in a sticky note on the monitor, you know?
All right, sir, unless you're registered, or if it's not related to the field nation. I told you, man.
I have to, and we were having lunch, and I was supposed to pay for it, and they started laughing at me when I said I have, instead of international business machines, they said that that was the best one, that Field Nation was a shit, he said. He said it's a S-H-I-T shit, he said, like that, and everything. It was really rude, and that made me feel like an asshole, you know? And then my car declined on top of that because of you guys. I'm really, I can't even explain that. How's that happen?
All right, sir.
How does that happen?
Why
is it that my debit card declined because you guys made that mistake? Why did that happen?
Your debit card? I don't know.
Yeah, I tried to pay and the debit card didn't go through. And they all said, it's probably because of, they said, and they started laughing. They started going, like that. They said, because you have Field Nation, they said, your debit card didn't go through. So what did you guys do?
I'm going to ask you one more time. Do you have your user ID with you? Can you give me your first name and last name?
Yeah, this is Cross. And then the user that I use on the computer when I get here is ADMINISTRATOR. And that's all small letters. And maybe you got all together, you know, like one word. And then, like, the password, maybe you write the password down. Ron, do you want to try the password again? Did you want to read it back to me?
All right.
Did you want to read the password?
Doesn't help.
Just read the password back to
no,
me
I
just
couldn't
to make
locate
sure. No, read it back. I want to make sure.
No, I cannot make sure. Sorry, I cannot help you.
Oh, well, what am I going to do? You know, I gotta pay. They made me wash dishes and everything there at the restaurant because of you guys. Because I couldn't pay for the bill. They just left. They up and left. They said, you were going to pay, asshole. They said, and they all laughed again. They said, They said, call Phil Nation.
Sir, don't I have to hang up the phone because this is so unrelated?
They said that, call Phil Nation about it. And then the one
I guy, hope you have a good night.
He
hope
said,
you have a good night.
They said,
thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for ruining my life. Long? Yes. Funny? I don't know. Hey, Milkman. How are you, buddy?
Thanks for calling Gay Nation.
Hi.
Well, were you just talking your business with your coworkers? We don't want to hear that, sir.
What?
Whatever. Jose Bravo wants to call him later.
It must come through. It's me, but it must.
All right. I don't care anymore. Safi's a chick.
Next time I did that, just mute me, dude, because I didn't even intentionally do it.
All right, there, mute him. Safi is a chick, apparently, Milkman, and it's this person who's talking to me on Facebook. Isn't that exciting? So now we know. Yeah, Safi is a woman. There you go.
Like a newly fashioned woman, or like a born woman, or
no, born woman. You know, she has all the parts, all the correct ones.
Oh, okay. That's God given. Then, as long as God given, and that counts.
Indeed. Hey, you know what I'm thinking? Maybe Lonesome can't get in because the chat room is full. I'm noticing Lonesome isn't in here. Maybe that's what's
your name puts blood in the chat. If you put blood in it and let some people in, then it would be nice. Come on.
Well, Lonesome is
in. All in his fault. If you put blood in the place.
Lonesome is not on AIM either. Lonesome isn't on AIM either, so not a good sign. I know Nunu is, and he still can't get on. He's working on it. Oh, Lonesome is in the chat room. Never mind. I see him there now. He's there. No Nunu yet. Guys, if Enigma, if you notice anybody who's been idling, we're just gonna say, because we're still having IRC problems, what we're gonna do is, if anybody has been idling for a long time, we're gonna, give you guys a kick. Enigma, do a good job. Just Enigma, just one person doing it, please. And go ahead and kick anyone that hasn't really maybe been in there for a long time and hasn't said anything for a while, or anyone who looks like they're in there doubled. Give them a kick so we can give a chance for some other people to participate just for the show. Sorry, guys. It'll be fixed by next week. You guys are just watching. It's not a big deal. Some people really want to participate. Go ahead, Enigma. Pull the trigger, please. Thank you, sir. And again, as I explained at the beginning of the show, it will be fixed hopefully by tomorrow. Hopefully in time for our Friday night shows tomorrow night, which I'm excited for because I have the night off of work, so I'm going to be here listening live to the guys, and that's exciting. Milkman, are you working tomorrow night, man? What are you going to be doing?
Huh?
Are you going to be working tomorrow night?
Hey, I work, but after that I'll be available.
There you go. Well, we can listen to Friday night pranks together, you know?
Hey, that sounds cool. Listen, I'm gonna cut over to the Skype, but I don't have to drop this line.
All right, see ya. Get on Skype.
Oh, see you there. All right, thank
you. All right, Milkman will go on Skype. Good. Or he'll be extra annoying. John is Ken is sending in numbers, including John, who wants to rent his living room if you've got $350. Or 350 bones, as Ken says. All right, we got John. It's John time. John time. And it's not working. Woo! Oh, for fuck's sake, give me a moment here. I gotta keep talking because this is... Let me play a prank call, because if not, we're going to get in trouble for playing music with silence going on. Here's a bit of the Bruno Anthology from back in the Thanksgiving of 2008 or some shit like that.
Huh? I'm a monkey. You told me that 20 times, sir.
Good.
I wish you a good day, and have a good day.
We have nothing else to discuss. Thank you. Thank you, Milkman, for laughing over the prank call.
As always, thank you for ruining a good prank call. Asshole.
I'm a monkey.
Ah, oh, I know, man. And I miss him.
And Reckless. And Reckless, yeah. Oh, I've got the
Hotel Napoleon, la réception, bonjour.
Hey, where's Bruno, that fat fucker?
Sorry?
That asshole Bruno, where's he at?
Who? Bruno is not here for the moment, sir.
Listen, woman, Bruno was supposed to send me a car over here to pick me up at the airport. I'm at Charles de Gaulle fucking gay airport. They're gonna bring me down, and that fuck didn't do it, did he? Where's my car? Tell me right now.
But what's your name, sir?
This is Valente. Bruno was supposed to send a car machine down here to pick me up at the airport, Charles de Gaulle Airport.
But Bruno, my manager, the front office manager, Bruno, hello?
Whatever, the guy who was talking to me when I called this same stupid number earlier, damn, a French guy named Bruno. He's effeminate, you know who I'm talking about? Effeminate man, sounds...
Yeah, I understand, but hold on, what's your name, sir? Your last name, do you have a booking in this hotel?
Yeah, I do.
So what's your name, please?
This is, my name is V-A-G-I-N-A.
Hello, let me check.
Huh? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, don't shout on me, I'm sorry.
Hey, don't get fresh with me. I don't need this thing. What is this about, you talking to me like that? I'm a woman. I'm a man.
And so what? You are insulting me, sir, and you're shouting on me. Don't have to talk to me like that, right?
No, wait a minute now. You don't talk to a man like this. I'm a man.
Wait. If you
behave.
Want to help you, just...
You behave. You just go use your computer and fix this right now, woman.
Let me try to help you, but don't be so rude with me.
No,
but
I just...
Try to help you as...
Listen, your job is to be pretty and use a computer and fix the problem. That's it. That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, okay. I will be pretty with you, but don't be like that with me, sir.
Well, don't tell me. You don't give any orders here. Who are you? You're a woman. I'm a man.
What?
So, you're a woman.
Are you kidding or what? No, it's a joke. I mean, oh, no.
You're a little fresh and smart with a mouth. Big mouth on you.
Okay, so you have a booking here in this hotel for tonight, sir, right?
You got my name or what?
No, I don't have your name. Do you have a reservation number maybe with you?
No. I got into a fight with my wife. She had it, and she's out of here on her ass.
Alors, vegan.
No, not vegan.
Your reserve.
V-A-G-I-N-A.
I don't have this name on the computer, sir.
What are you looking up? Read it back.
Yeah, but I don't have your name on the computer.
How are you typing it in, damn it?
Hey,
toi.
Je vais vous raccrocher au nez, je crois.
Hey, toi.
Complètement à l'ouest.
Hey, toi.
Okay, I don't have your name, sir. I'm sorry.
Read it back to me, stupid. What are you putting in there?
Still on there.
God. Oh, God, it's all on him now. Okay, I'm jerking it right now.
What?
Yeah. All right, let's call back.
It took a second. Yeah.
That was so cool, dude. She was still on there.
He still got me online.
Listen, why do you hang up on me? What's that about, woman? You see why I said you shouldn't be talking to me? Because the woman doesn't even know how to use a phone. She hangs up it up an accident when she's supposed to be using the computer. And then you didn't even hang up the phone. I could still hear you talking in the background to you. You're like, in the background. And I never said fucking woman to you. I just said woman. That's it. And it's true. You're a woman, right? Let's be honest. You're a woman. Call a spade a spade. Why are you people laughing at me?
No, sorry, sir. What's your name again? Sorry.
This isn't fair.
Okay, you are which airport now? What's Charles de Gaulle?
Charles de Gaulle.
Charles de Gaulle, okay.
Bruno was Bruno was sending a taxi to me.
Still waiting for Milkman, but I'm continuing on with prank calls.
Please leave your...
No answer there. Sorry. All right, numbers coming in from Lonesome Loser tonight include, currently, I'll stop doing that, we got Chinese places, basically. Let me not go into the names, but Chinese restaurants in California. Let's see if we can have some fun with that. Kind of a bust of a night so far. I don't know, I was in a good mood. Felt like I was in a good mood. We've been having good shows lately. Kind of a weak night so far. It's only been an hour, though.
Steph, I'm happy.
Oh, hey, buddy. How are you?
Hello?
Hey, yeah. Do you have a secret Asian or Chinese menu there?
What secret Asian?
Well, some of you guys have a menu that is just for, you know, the Chinese.
Yeah, we have that menu. Yeah, hold on.
Oh, what's on? What's on? Tell me. What's good? I want the real stuff. I want real good. Mm-hmm. I want real... So, like, what would you eat? What do you eat?
Okay, you need the menu, right?
Well, like you, what do you personally, what do you like to eat, man?
Oh, but you know, for the personal menu, I have no material here.
Okay, but like, you don't eat the food there? You don't, what do you eat for food, man? Do you eat fish? A lot of fish?
We do have fish, but we like the hold on.
You like soba? Soba noodles? Can I speak to an English? Hello, hey, honey, how are you?
Excuse me?
How are you? How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Okay, did he just put someone on the phone, or do you work there?
Oh, I work here.
Oh, hey. So what does he eat, you know? What kind of food does he like to have?
Does who?
the guy who just answered the phone, you know, the Asian people that work, they're authentic, that cook the food and own the place. Are you the daughter? Are you the daughter?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Okay. So what do you guys eat at home?
Actually, hold on one second, please. I'm going to switch phones. I can't really hear you on this one.
Oh, all right. All right, honey.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing there?
Okay. What was your question?
All right, so what do you guys eat at home? Are you Chinese? Or are you Cantonese or Mandarin or what are you?
We're Chinese.
And then, like, what do you guys eat at home? What does mom and dad make at home?
We just eat chicken, beef,
and how do you,
normal stuff.
But how do you make it? Do you make it, like, the same way you make it where you're at now? Because that's very, you can't eat that every day, right? You don't eat that stuff.
We eat it occasionally. Sometimes we cook different stuff.
Yeah, well, how do you make, what do you eat, the beef? What do you put on it? You put some soy sauce on it?
I don't know. Did you want to place an order?
No, I just want to know what you eat, and that's what I want to have. I want to, you know, make some of that, or I want to order some of that. Like, what would you have on a, like, what do you have at home? What are you going to eat today?
Tonight, I'm not really sure, but I can recommend some stuff off the menu for you. That's pretty good.
No, but I want like what you would eat, you know? Like what a real Chinese person would eat. Not this Americanized stuff. I want the do you have like a black sauce that's stinky kind of thing, you know?
Oh, no, we don't. We don't have those materials here.
You don't have this?
We just have what's on the menu.
But at home, you got the stinky stuff, right? The stinky fish and the it's stinky beef, you know? It smells really stinky. Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't think we do.
Oh, come on. How do you make your beef, man? Do you ever cook? What's your problem? Why is it such a big secret to tell Americans what it is you guys eat at home?
Did you want to place an order? I can help you with that, but other than that, I'm not really sure how I should answer your question.
Well, because you're deflecting. I'm asking you a serious question. How do you make your beef at home that you have as a family? And you keep going around and beating around the bush and not answering the question. Come on, man.
Cook it like how we cook it here. Just stir fry it. That's all.
You just stir fry. That's it. Just beef. You don't put any seasoning on it? Oh, my God. Well, you're really dense, aren't you?
I'm sorry. If you're not going to place an order, I can't really help
you. Well, I guess not, because I'm asking you questions. I'll place a big order if you pay attention and answer me.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna hang up now. Bye bye.
Hi, woman.
I hit some of you, and then, like, do three.
Hey, can you shut up?
Hi.
What's going on?
Hello?
What happened? Why are you so loud talking?
I'm sorry?
Why are you talking so loud?
Oh, I'm talking so loud?
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's just, let me reduce the. I think the speaker is volume is high.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the telephone is, you know. Anyway.
I don't care.
Yeah, may I help you?
Yeah, hey. No, you can't help me. I don't care. No, I don't want to talk to you.
So who you want to talk to?
Not you, because it's too loud. I'm going to call somewhere else because your place is too loud.
Hold on a sec. Hello?
Yeah, I'm not going to talk to you. Just tell everyone to be quiet, and I'll talk to you.
Who would you like to speak to, sir?
Well, I want to make an order, but I want everyone to stop talking and be quiet.
We're in the restaurant, so there's a lot of people.
Well, just tell
right
them.
Here.
Tell them real quick. Please be quiet. Please be quiet for a little bit, please. And turn the lights on and off. All right?
What do you want us to do? Turn on the lights?
Turn off the lights and turn them back on a few times and ask them to please lower their voices. Yeah.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Where are you sitting at?
Huh? Oh, I can't hear you. Can you please do that? I'm going to go crazy.
Where are you sitting at? Are you in the restaurant?
Yes.
Where are you sitting at?
Please just do it. I'm embarrassed. Please. I'm going to have an episode. I'm going to have a seizure.
You want me to turn off the light and turn it back on where? At the counter?
We're in the dining area.
At the dining area?
Yes.
Okay, how many times?
Like 5 times. Flash them and turn them back on.
Okay.
And I'll be here. Don't go anywhere. Don't hang up, okay? Wow. I almost didn't talk to her. Taking so long. I can't imagine she's doing it, right? You think she's really doing it? I hear her again. Yeah, I like how I'm having her flicker the lights and it's not supposed to give me a seizure. Exact opposite effect. Yeah, turn the lights on and off and I'm going to have a seizure. Oh my God, hurry up. Let's call a different place while we wait here. This woman, blah, blah, blah. Royal Kebab, an Indian-Pakistani halal place. Yes, what happened?
Hello?
Yeah, hey.
We are busy right now.
Come on. Please, I'm going to be sick. I'm going to throw up. She left all that time and didn't do it. What a little minx. Dark Stranger requesting Zappo's joke of the day. I'm still waiting for Milkman to become available on Skype. I don't understand. Sitting here, he's probably logged in and doesn't realize that he's on Invisible. So, Milkman, if you're listening, take your stupid ass off of Invisible. There he goes. Now I got him. God damn it, man. Swear to Christ. And his call didn't go through. It says busy. Super. Royal Kebab here. As I said before, it's an Indian-Pakistani halal place. So it's Indian and Muslim. Pakistani at the same time, and they follow halal, which means no pork, of course, things of this nature. I can call and confuse them with the rabbi, say the rabbi this and the rabbi that. Also wanted to mention, hey guys, you should be, check out Roxy has a podcast that she released. She released a new episode of The Fun Show. I helped her out with some of the calls. I didn't talk on it, but I was dialing them for her and giving her some ideas on the sly. So check that out. I'm not sure where it's at, but be on the lookout for that. I don't understand what the fuck Milkman's stupid fucking problem is. It's always a fucking problem with this fucking asshole. Every fucking time. God damn it. Call this motherfucking asshole. God damn it. What are you doing? Why does it say you're busy on Skype? I don't understand.
I don't know. This fucking piece of shit Skype. I told you, dude, it's fucked up, man. I can keep spinning the wheel. I can connect, but it won't connect. I don't know.
It's always something with you. We'll restart the Skype. Hurry up. Come on, man.
This is a brand new installation, man. I just reinstalled it, and it's still doing the same shit.
It's always something. You want me to call your cell phone, or are you going to keep trying Skype? Come on. Let's go. Milkman, come on. What do you want? Hello?
I'll just hold for now. I'll holler back in a minute when I get it set up. But I'll hold on. Go ahead. I'll mute it.
Well, I got to call you back. You're on my cell phone because you want to answer Skype.
Oh, okay.
All right, so I'm going to call you back. Bye. Boy, oh boy. All right, let's call Milkman again. This is worse than when we first started the show when he was using Gizmo, the shit that Google turned into Google Voice. Well, they combined it with, what was that other one, Ring Central? Was that what it was? I forgot. I was an early adopter. I think it was, I did, God, that was only like 5 years ago, and already it's like a memory, like a whisper. I think it was whatever I said it was, and he's not answering.
Hello?
I don't care. Milkman, message me when you get Skype figured out. I'm moving on. Sorry. I'll try the Royal Kebab here, as I've been trying for a while. Always something with him. You call him, he doesn't answer the phone, because he doesn't recognize the number. Not to mention, it's always the same number for Skype for the show that calls him. He hasn't figured that out yet. Or who else would be calling him after I just said, I'm going to call you back?
Royal Kebab?
I'm really upset at you people.
Hello?
I'm really upset at you people right now, you know? I keep trying to call and you guys don't want to answer because you say you don't recognize the phone number. And this is Cross. I'm really sick and tired. You people make me sick, you know that?
Who are you trying to call?
You people really make me sick. I'm trying to call Royal Kebab, Indian Pakistan.
Yes.
Yeah, you people.
And phone didn't ring, sir.
Yeah.
Why are you getting so upset?
Because I'm sick and tired. There's always something with you damn people. The phone doesn't ring.
Okay, then I don't want to take your order.
The food is bad, you stupid idiot. I just had to vent some steam there. Just get call talking shit. Fuck you. Fine. Fine. Sounds like my fights around here in my house. Fine.
Hello,
Kebab. Hey, what do you want?
I'm sorry?
What happened? This woman over there hung up the phone. It got nasty and hung up the phone.
I'm sorry about that.
God damn it. You people make me sick with that stuff, you know? I get bad service and the food is cold and the food makes me get sick and have to use the bathroom all night the other day.
Sir, if you don't like the food, then you don't have to call and be rude, okay?
Is this Indian? Is this halal food? This is halal food, right? That's disgusting, people. They're like incredulous. How dare you? Now Milkman's trying to call back, so let's try to call him. Come on, Milkman. Calling Milkman, everybody. Calling the Milkman.
Hello.
Hey, wow, yay!
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, okay, good. Hear you great. Thank you,
sir. Thank God. Jeez. Man, this Skype is a piece of shit. Anyway, go ahead.
It's always something, sir. Hummus. You like hummus, Milkman? You put hummus in a nice pita wrap there sometimes?
Yeah, I like hummus. And have you tried the Turkish style? I guess Pacific's a little bit different.
Yeah. You shake that one. You shake your falafel when you're done peeing, you know?
Oh, it's dead call terminated. I don't know.
Did you get those cornholes? Did you get those cornholes I told you about in San Francisco?
Yeah.
Ah, good, man. Do you like them?
Yeah, they're good with salsa.
Afternoon. Thank you for calling Hummus House. How can I help you?
Yeah, listen. This is what, Mediterranean or Indian or what is it?
It's Middle Eastern. It's a mixture of a lot of different foods.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Excuse me?
That's disgusting, people. No way, man. Is it clean? Like, are they clean people that there? Are they Americans or what are they that cook the food? Are they white? Are they white like you and me or what are they?
I'm sorry, I'm not white and no, they're not.
Oh, I'm sorry, you have a skin problem. I'm sorry about that.
Apparently you do as well.
No,
but is there anything I can help you with?
My skin is great. It's beautiful white skin.
Okay, is there anything I can help you with?
Yeah, I got a little bit of a tan. I went down, I was kayaking, and I got a little bit of a tan. Farmer's tan, you know? You like that? A little darker for you? All right, cool. White people like you and me. Woo! Yeah.
There you go, man. Redneck, man.
I went kayaking. You know? I was fly fishing. Holy shit. Wow. Easy there, Cobra. Brother Snake.
Yeah, Skype sucks.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling on the South. How can I help you?
Hey, sister. How are you?
Hello?
Yeah, hey. I was talking to an ethnic person there a little bit ago. She got kind of upset. You know how they are. You know how those people are, right?
How can I help you, sir?
I wanted to make an order, but I wanted to make sure that, you know, the places, you know, what kind of people you have making the food. Are they clean people?
Yes, we are a clean restaurant.
All right. And, what is ethnicity of the person who will be touching the food? If they're not...
They are Hispanic.
All right. Can you have them... Do they wear gloves the whole time?
They do not.
Can we get that done? Because... I have a thing
right now.
About...
I can't guarantee it just because we are extremely busy.
Oh.
So it's just an extra step that they have to take that I'm not sure if they'll be able to, but I can surely ask.
Yeah, if you can ask that because it's very important. I have a thing about certain people touching my things, you know, with their hands. Certain kind
of
people.
Okay, well, if you're ready to place your order, I can help you out with that.
Okay, yeah, sure. Let's see, I'll have one order of banchud.
Of what, I'm sorry?
Banchud.
What kind of entree would you like with that?
One spaces.
I'm so sorry. I can bring it to you right now.
Okay.
Hello?
All right, thank you. I'll bring it. Go ahead and bring it. Do you have my address there?
No, sir. What would you like to order with your food?
Okay, sure. I'll be there like in 15 minutes.
What would you like to order, sir?
I told you, the entree. We already
discussed
this.
Okay, we have lots of entrees. Which entree would you like to order?
One spaces, please.
I'm sorry?
One spaces.
We don't have an entree like that, sir.
Do you have any spaces, though? How many spaces come in the entree?
Sir, do you have one of our menus? Do you know what you're ordering?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so what are you ordering?
Well, it's easy. I mean, how many? You say one entree, but it's like there could be one spaces, two spaces, an entree. And, you know, it doesn't say that in the menu. I really need, you know, what? How many spaces are in? Are they? Do they all have like three spaces in them, or how many?
I'm not sure what kind of question you're asking, sir. It's not relating to food. You're not talking about food.
Spaces for the. Or I'm not talking about food. I'm talking about like an order. Like a container and how many spaces it has?
Okay, our food doesn't come in containers like that. It's one big box, and they put your meat and your rice in one, your salad in another, and your hummus in another.
But that doesn't make any sense, though.
That's how we deliver our food.
I understand you're a woman. Maybe you don't understand. But that it's impossible. You can't just have like one spaces like that in one box.
We do not. No, I'm sorry.
That doesn't make any sense, honey. Maybe I know you have an accent. Maybe this is a language barrier. Maybe this isn't going to work out, you know?
Okay, sir. If you'd like, you can place your order with me. If not, then you can call back at a later time or another day when there's someone that you'd like to speak to.
Are there people that I might like to talk to? Like,
I'm sorry, sir. Can I have your name?
Oh, this is Cross.
Okay, and can I have your telephone number, please?
You see it there on the ID. We're not.
Okay. Well, I will have to give you a call back at a later time when you know what you'd like to order.
Well, you're going to call me? How would you know when I'm ready? I don't understand.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but you haven't decided what to order, and you've been holding me up on the phone for quite some time.
Yeah, it
obviously doesn't seem like you know what you'd like to order, so if you'd like to call me back when you do decide.
It's just a simple question. It's like how many spaces come in per that entree, you know? But, like I said,
our boxes do not have spaces. It is one big box, and it comes with the meat and the rice. And then in a separate box, you get your salad, and in a separate container, you get your hummus.
So that's like three spaces, I think. I don't know, but I don't know. Look on the box and see what it says. It should say how many spaces it has.
Sir.
Yeah.
The box does not have spaces. The box is one big box. And then in a separate box, you get a salad. And then in a separate container, you get a hummus.
I just don't think you understand how it works. It's okay, honey. If you don't understand, don't feel bad. I'm not going to tell anybody. All right? That's okay. Hey, is that a man?
This is a man.
Oh, great. Listen, she's a sweetheart, but she has an accent. I can't understand some of the things she says, you know?
Okay.
All right. So what I was asking her, she wanted to take an order, and she said spaces, right? But my question is, well, how many spaces come?
For you're putting an order for what?
Well, how many spaces come in the entree? Like, how many? Is it two, three spaces? It could be four.
I don't know what you mean by spaces.
You can look on. Usually, the box says how many spaces on the box.
Oh, you mean the little like sections or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's no sections. It's just one big container.
See, that doesn't make any sense. I don't know. Are you white or what are you exactly?
I am African American.
You're black. You're Negro.
Black, yes.
All right. Is there anyone there who's not or a Latino?
Yeah. Give me one second.
Okay. Look, all right. And we'll wait on that. So just one big space, Milkman, while we're holding here. That's what I'm guessing the answer is. One big space, Milkman. Great. Thank you, Milkman. I'll call a halal meat and deli while we wait on that. I think we're going to be on hold for a while there with that gentleman. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Halal meat and grill.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Yes.
Hey, I was calling about the space. How many spaces do you guys have in the over there?
Hold on.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah,
so
hold on.
All of our
I think 100.
Hello?
He's telling
100.
You. 100.
Yeah.
100?
Yes.
Okay. You see, sir, yeah. He said 100 is what he's saying.
Hello?
Don't go anywhere. Halal Meat. Is Hummus House? What was your name, sir?
Yes, my name is James.
James, yeah. And what was your name at Halal Meat? Who? Okay.
We serve Halal Meat.
Yeah, he says 100 spaces, he's saying, James.
I don't know what he means by spaces. We don't have anything that has to do with spaces, and we don't have, like, individual sections in our takeout containers. It's just one big takeout container.
Oh, shoot, man.
And they have to really put...
Shit.
Are you calling from, like, a hotel?
Yeah.
Concierge desk?
Tawakal Halal Meat and Deli?
We actually don't even have a deli anymore.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, now it's Hummus House.
Yeah, now it's Hummus House.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, the other guy, he says for sure that you'd have at least 100 spaces in there. I don't understand why you guys don't.
Well, 100 spaces as in seats?
I
like
don't know.
Seats to eat? Is
just,
that what you mean by spaces?
It's just comments. I know there's like a accent over there, you know, we're having a communication, you know, African, between African and American English, you know. You know,
I don't really know, but okay.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I understand. Well, hey, you know, keep trying, keep pushing, you know, reach for the stars, all right?
Yeah.
All right, you keep, reach for the stars, man, and so you fall in a cloud. All right, buddy.
Yes.
All right, take it easy. All right, see you, bud. Hello, Halal Meat in Delhi. Hey, what happened? I was asking you about the spaces. You didn't back me up.
Hello?
Yeah, you didn't back me up with the black guy. What happened?
I don't know, but the boss is here now. What do you want? You eat here or?
Oh. Well, no, yeah, I needed you to back me up for the black kid about the spaces in the Halal Meat, you know, but you just kind of sat there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, thanks for nothing, but hey, thanks for answering that question, yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Look, maybe... He talked to my boss tomorrow. After the morning.
Okay, I say. You got it.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Yes, okay.
All right, orderly. All right, cool. All right, that guy seems happy now. Milkman, are you there? Hello, sir. Mr. Milkman, sir. No Milkman immediately. We'll wait on him. That was a weird call. A weird call indeed. Porch Monkey asking me to do requested pranks, Carlito. Okay, fine. Take it easy. We'll get to them. But before that, Curry Palace Indian Restaurant. Hello. Hey, buddy. This is Indian food, right?
Hi.
This is Indian food?
Yes.
Okay. That's disgusting, you know? It's disgusting. Hi. That's disgusting. Indian food is disgusting.
What do you say?
The Indian people are disgusting, you know?
Okay. So, what's wrong with you? I'm not Indian.
Oh, what are you?
Oh. I'm from America.
Oh, how long you... When did you move here from India?
Before you were born.
Before I was born?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I've been here a long time.
Yeah. So you wanted something or you wanted talking like that?
Oh, no. I mean, I wanted to order food, but I want to make sure, you know, like, are there Americans making the food? They're not Indian?
No, only Indians would make it.
Only Indians? Can you have them wear gloves on their hands, like rubber gloves?
What do you mean?
Can you have them wear rubber gloves and a mask on their face so they don't touch and breathe on the food and stuff like that?
Okay.
You know, so, do you have like those masks like for the face that they use in the hospital?
No, we don't have it.
I don't want, because they're, you know, disgusting people, you know how they are. You're American, you're white like me. You know how those other people, you know how those dirty people are, right?
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
So that's a deal breaker for you?
Sorry?
That's a deal breaker for you? That's not going to, we can't move on?
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, okay. See you, asshole. Banchud. Banchud?
You're the Banchud number one from India.
And yeah. Well,
stupid.
I am the Monarchud. Yeah. He did not like that, guys. He did not like that. Milkman, your audio sounds bad. Milkman, you sound bad. What are you doing? Okay, I can't hear him. That's the audio we got from Milkman. I can't put him on if he sounds like that. Come on, get that fixed, Milkman. Restart your computer or something, dude. Come on, man. He's calling again. Hang on. Let's see. Milkman, reboot your computer. You sound bad. Hello? I can't hear you. Stop calling, asshole. Fucking shit. Anyway. All right. Request a prank is what we're going to do now. Let me move over to that. Oh, yeah. I'm going to play music. That helps out. Helps calm me down. Not yell at Milkman in front of everybody on the show. Baron sends in a number to prank. Oh, we already did that. Never mind. Thanks for sending it again. But now, we got a number for a World Cable TV and that they're Asian. Okay. I guess so. Is this Asian night here? Asian themed party tonight. I guess that's what's going on.
Thank you for calling Cable, the home of the global triple play. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now. For sales, press 1.
Thank you for calling the support. Can I help you?
I never heard of you people before doing these kind of things. Huh? Where are you at?
Hello?
Are you in America? Are you in India? Or where are you?
So it's like, I'm going to give you information until you tell me your name and number from where you're calling.
Listen, I don't need you to get snippy and have attitude with me. Do you have North American call center, this company? Huh?
No, sir.
Where are you from? Are you in the Philippines?
No.
Where are you? Dominican Republic? Where are you, huh?
So we are from New York.
You're in New York? I don't believe it. Then why do you have accent like that?
So you don't believe that, so why should we tell you that where we are?
All right, if you're in New York, where do the Mets play baseball? What's the name of the stadium?
Sorry?
If you're from New York and you know New York, huh? You're from New York, where do the Mets play baseball? What stadium is their home stadium? Huh?
So I said, I cannot give you any further information.
Oh, you don't know. You're lying. You're not from New York. You're a liar.
I really appreciate that, sir. We cannot give you any information about that.
Yeah, you don't know. You're not in New York, jerk. Give me a name of one of the tunnels in Manhattan. Come on. Where are you? Tell me the truth. You're in India, huh? Where are you, boy? Tell me, huh? Where are you? Hey. You see? India, huh? Nice try. Nice try, Ulu. Hey, Gandu. How's the weather there, huh? They're just sitting there bitching. Hey, come on. They're fucking going off. Come on, man. Please. Hey. And he hung up. All right, we'll call him back. See if we can get someone else.
Thank you for calling Able, the home of the global triple play. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now. For sales, press 1. For technical support, press 2. For billing, press 3. For any other inquiries, please press 0.
Hey, what happened? Why was I just like, you were talking to me and then you're not talking to me?
Hello?
Yeah, hey. What happened?
I cannot hear your voice.
What are you talking about? You can't hear me. Hello? Hello, hello. Hey. Hello?
Hello?
What happened?
Yes,
what?
Sir. This is Golf and Wiki. How can I help you?
Why'd you hang up?
Sorry?
Why'd you hang up on me?
Sir, I can only give you information if you want to know about the services. Otherwise, I will hang up the call again.
Milkman.
Hello?
Hey, Milkman.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, what's going on with you, man?
And it's weird, man. I got an update, a Skype on my phone, and it's locking up. And then I had reinstalled my old image, backup image for this computer because it was acting funky. And it had an older version of Skype, so I installed the new one, and it's acting funky. They're both locking up, man. That's why I get frustrated with Skype, man. It never, when I need it, it's not there.
Look, man, it's not Skype's fault that you had to roll back to an image that had an old version of the software, dude.
Whoa. It's Skype's fault that it isn't working on my telephone, isn't it?
I don't know. Who cares? It's a telephone. That's
what I'm saying, man. It's like, you know, I'm having to deal with compromises here, you know, and that's why I get frustrated with Skype.
Well, I think the main problem is why you have to re-image the laptop. Why? There should be no reason you have
to
re-image more than twice a year at the most.
Global triple play.
You do it every week.
You re-image your laptop every week, dude?
No, I'm just fucking joking.
Jesus Christ, you're fucking paranoid. You're like crazy fucker. You're Alex Jones. Alex Jones reimages his laptop every week. That place doesn't want to answer anymore. I think they're seeing our number coming up on their big board. You know what I mean, Milkman? On the big board. Anyway, reimaging your laptop once a week. Are you nuts?
No, man, that's being safe, man. That's the safe way to do it. You know,
do you encrypt your OS also?
Oh yeah, you got to encrypt all your drives too. You got to use a hex decimal number, of course.
What are you using? What are you using for encryption? Huh? What do you use for encryption? TrueCrypt? What do you use, man?
Was it 128, that 128-bit encryption?
Oh, okay, that's a standard, not a program.
PSK, what is it? PSK or shit like that? I don't know what the hell they call it.
JPEG?
Please enjoy this variety.
Something like that. Yeah, that's one.
Baron says, call India for help, Milkman. There you go. Call India, Milkman. Call India for help, Milkman. That's what Baron in the chat room.
Your call has been forwarded to an...
Baron in the chat room said that's pretty funny. William wraps up his computer in tin foil. Milkman is making up shit as he goes, says Nettleman. Milkman, you got a response to that?
Nettleman.
Yeah.
So what? Isn't that what I always do?
His whole life is made up, man. Yeah.
That's right, dude. I don't even exist. I'm a computer program. They program me ahead before every show, and that's why it's always sounds stupid when I talk.
Your name actually really is Meat Man.
Right.
Yeah. you should just do a Meat Man thing one night. Just be Meat Man for the whole night. This is the Meat Man.
Be Meat Nipples all night.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Here's a number for someone who would like to sell a 1990 Chevy Cavalier. Parting out whole car, everything is good except for motor and driver's side. Okay, cool. I'm going to call them. This guy's name is Charlie. It's, we always have good prank call victims named Charlie. Milkman, I can name two or three.
Yeah. I miss Charlie.
Oh, Charles, man. All our Charles. Victor Charles, man. Yeah. So let me tell him I want to live in it. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, yes. Is that Charlie?
Who's this?
This is Eddie. I saw you're selling a 90 Cavalier.
But ain't it like 12 o'clock at night?
Yeah, but I need somewhere to sleep. So I know that doesn't run, but I can get I have a AAA membership. So they said they'll come and they'll tow it by 10 miles from me. And I'm going to put it in this federal park grounds, you know. No one ever goes back there or anything like that. I'm just going to put it back there and then, you know, I'll lay the seats down and stuff, you know. And, you know, I'll put myself like a Sterno camp kind of thing inside where the engine goes and all that. Kind of cook up my eggs there in the morning and stuff, you know.
Who is this?
Oh, this is Eddie Cross. I saw you had your ad there in the swap shop, so I figured that'd be nice. I got divorced, you see, and I got four kids. I got all this child support to pay for, and I want to be near my kids, you know, and I'm looking for a construction job because I want to win my kids back. So I want to, you know, park the car in the woods, you know. I'll sleep in there, you know, take a shower, down by the, there's a little retention pond over there. I can go in there and, you know, wash my armpits and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Maybe do a little fishing, you know, cut myself down like a thin tree, you know, make myself a nice fishing pole with it.
Yeah.
I think that's a good step up. You know, because I can't stand my ex-wife. I'm still living here in the house, and she's fucking some other guy right in our old bed. She's in the room next door. I can hear them fucking and everything. You know, she said I could stay here because I got nowhere else to go, but she keeps bringing home this guy, and they keep fucking in the bed, you know, and I'm not supposed to do anything because we're divorced now and all this stuff. But, you know, they're smoking cigarettes inside the house in front of the kids and everything. And I asked her, please don't smoke in the house in front of the kitchen. She's like, this isn't your house anymore. She said, Eddie, this isn't your house anymore. You know what the judge said. This isn't your house anymore. That's what she says to me. Can you help me out?
I'm not sure what you want me to do, man.
Can you let me buy that car from you? And I'm going to get, AAA is going to come by and tow it. They said they'll take it 10 miles. I'm going to have them drop them off in the woods.
When do you want to do it?
As soon as I really could use a nice sleep tonight, man. Get out of here. I already packed my bags and everything.
Well, how come you waited so long to call?
Well, I've been looking. I've been looking for a car. I've been calling around, you know.
You were telling me you want to sleep in a car.
Well, yeah. Where else am I supposed to sleep? I can't sleep on the street. You know, these with a car, you know, I'm protecting, going in the woods, you know, and if, you know, I've got some camping equipment, but, you know, you never know. Animals, you get snakes and bears and stuff out there. They'll attack me for my food, you know, and you get colored people out there and stuff. So, you know, at least in the car, I got some protection, you know. I can put my stuff in it. And I'm gonna run an extension cord out the back and run it out to there's this building over there. I'm going to run this extension cord out to the building, and I can plug in, you know, my cell phone and stuff like
that. Whereabouts is you taking it, you said?
I'd rather not tell you. You could be a perverse. That's between, you know, the AAA. I'll give them a GPS coordinate. There really is no address, you know?
Oh, so you just called me trying to buy a car at 12 o'clock at night and said I'm a pervert. Tell me I'm a pervert, man? Are you out of your damn mind? Don't call this number.
Well,
again.
I wouldn't want you to know. It's...
Right. My goodness, that was rather abrupt. Do you think maybe he dropped the phone?
I guess.
Maybe call him right back.
I don't know. Milkman, you got this thing. You keep your phone is making weird noises. Your mic, it's cutting in and out and stuff, man. What are you doing?
Cutting in and out. What do you mean? What do you mean?
I can't. You got to listen to it. I can't. You got to listen to it to know, dude.
You know? I don't know, dude. I'm not doing anything. I'm just kind of like not talking much.
How about you listen on Shoutcast real quick? And stay connected here, and you can hear it. It's like this noise. It's a noise. That's all I can say, Milkman. It's a noise.
It's a noise?
There's a noise. That's it. I can't tell you exactly what it is. I can't spell it out for
man,
you.
Man, you're screwing with me.
All right. It sounds like a loose wire or something, man.
Hello. No one is available.
Is my wire still loose?
I can hear it not as much anymore, but I still kind of hear it. What'd you do? Did you run over it with a vacuum cleaner or something, man?
I have no idea, dude. I'm just sitting here talking. I mean, you had mentioned it. That's the only reason I asked, because I don't like, is it better or worse? I'm trying to, like, troubleshoot.
Look, man, you know that Skype has a test call. You can just call it and talk for a little bit and come back, and you can hear back everything that you sound like, you know?
I was testing it here a little while ago. It sounded okay, but I'll go check it again.
It sounds good now, man. Don't touch it. Leave it alone. All right?
All right.
All right, asshole. All
right, more Big Daddy.
All right, big guy. We're going to call another Indian, Nizam. Nizam? Nizam?
I'm going to mute.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Never mind.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Nini wants us to do the porn filter stuff.
Hello, Nizam. Can I help you?
Hey, buddy. How are you, man?
Huh?
Is that Indian food?
Yes.
It's not Pakistani food. It's Indian?
Yes, it's Indian.
Oh, that's disgusting food.
Fuck you.
Hey,
okay.
Don't
call me here, okay?
Don't be like that, please.
Fuck you.
Hey, jump right on me, man. You heard that guy? He wasn't having that. Try him again.
What's his problem, man? Yeah. What's wrong? You know, we got our preferences.
He just said, "Oh, fuck you," man, like that.
I know, man. What the fuck is freaking nasty, nasty,
man? There's no decency left in this world.
Can you help me?
Yeah, I wanted to make an order.
Sure, what you like, sir?
Like one order of papadums?
Mm-hmm.
All right, do you have jasmine rice?
No, we have the saffron.
Okay, I'll have one of those.
Okay, one saffron rice, okay.
Do you have chicken tikka masala?
Yes, we do.
Okay, one of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and one madar chod?
I'm sorry?
One madar chod?
What is that?
Madar chod, you know, madar chod, ban chod, you have that?
I don't know that one.
Can you ask someone else for ban chod, please?
I'm sorry?
Ban chod.
I don't know, what is that?
Ban chod, you know ban chod, you know what a ban is? His sister, you know?
Give me the number, then I ask someone, then I call back you.
Oh, 69.
What is 69?
It's the number.
69?
Yeah, that's when I lay down on the bed, and then you sit your pretty little ass in my face. You put your asshole in my nose, and, you know. Hey.
Hello?
Yeah, do you know what 69 is?
What 69?
If you see the number 69, you write it down.
I need it. Okay, so what do you want?
The circle is the head. So,
okay, so what do you want?
That's what you do with your mother child, you know? You mother child, you have your mom sit on
your face.
You dirty.
Don't call her, okay?
Ulu. Wow. Cool, man. Dig that, man. Dig that wacky jazz, bro. Isn't that awesome, Milkman? 69. Teaching him 69. He's probably going to go try that tonight. He's going to tell his arranged wife, I want you to make 69 tonight.
She sounded pretty sweet, man. I think he was ready to go down with it, man. And I think he figured it out and wanted to jump in and intercept.
I want you to make 69 tonight, please. That's a good one. That was a good good one. That was a
up at the number, and I will ask.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, baby. I got a number for you.
You got a number for me, huh? Okay. 69, baby. What is 69?
People just abruptly dropped calls.
Hello, you've reached the... Our lunch hours are from 11 a.m. to 2:45 p.m. every day. Our dinner hour...
That command is not recognized. Please try again. To replay your recording, press 1. To erase and re-record, press 2. For delivery options, press 3. To send this message now, press number sign.
I ain't answering that. Someone's calling. Let's see if it's police, guys. Maybe it's police. Oh, come on.
Oh, man.
I don't know if it's police or not. I can't get this shit to close. This fucking Skype. Google shit.
Come on. What's the problem, man? It's always something. Skype is.
Thank you, Google. It had completely blocked out my screen on Google Voice. To say, hey, how do you like this new layout? And I couldn't click anything
that's
until I found the
one. That's a lot of excuses, man. Yeah. It's always something.
Oh, whatever, Milkman. Nice try. Nice try. Weren't you eating celery on the air the other day? Of all the fucking veggies? Of all the veggies, you chose celery, which is the one they used to use for Bugs Bunny because it was so loud. That's what they used to chew was the celery. Whoever that was.
I forgot about that. He did always have the celeries.
Yeah. The thing was, they tried carrots. They weren't loud enough. They tried celery. It sounded perfect, but the guy hated celery, so he would spit it out in a bucket next to...
Yeah, an allergy. It was Leghorn Foghorn here.
Yeah.
Bob Foghorn. Bob Foghorn had a big allergy, so that's why.
I forgot the guy's name, the voice behind Bugs.
Bob Foghorn.
It wasn't Foghorn Leghorn Milkman. It was someone else. That's not his name.
That was Bob Foghorn.
It wasn't Bob Foghorn either, man. It was like some Jewish name or something. Some Jew.
I think you may be mistaken, my friend.
Okay.
All right. It wasn't Bob Foghorn then.
Yeah, man. Hey, how's Polaris? How did Polaris? Milkman, you sound like crap again, man. Is your video on? Are you're playing video, first of all.
No, I don't
Yes, you do. Your video was on. Yes, it is.
God damn, that's what I don't like about this thing. I don't want that shit on.
You got a black screen. You can't see anything, but it's a black video screen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's all right, then. That's acceptable.
Well, can you disable it? Because your bandwidth sounds like shit.
Yeah. Well, let me disable it, then. I'll walk
appreciate
back
it.
There.
Thank you. Thank you.
Fucking piece of dog, dude.
All right. Appreciate it. God damn. Hurry up. You sound like crap. Oh, my God, man. You're a piece of work tonight, Milkman. I'm telling you. How is Polaris back in the chat room? I thought we agreed we weren't going to let him back in because he's a stupid, dumb fuck. How did he get back in there? Milkman, your video is still on. Good God. Mel Blanc. Thank you, Enigma. Enigma was paying attention to the show, apparently, and let us know. It is Mel Blanc. Thank you, sir. Blanc. I don't know. However you pronounce it. Here's a number in the UK where Nuno keeps wanting us for the last 3 weeks to call and scare people about their internet porn filter, despite the fact that these are all old people who don't even have the internet. They don't even have the jitterbug phone. Fuck.
Hello?
Hey, buddy. How are you? Hey, is that David?
Hello?
David there?
Who is that?
Oh, this is Eddie. I need to speak to David. It's man business, please.
Who?
It's men's business for David, please.
Do you know what time it is? Where are you phoning from?
I'm calling from the computers. I need to talk to David immediately. Right now, I said. Woman.
It's in the middle of the night.
Go. I heard him. He's awake. Put him on. Do it now. I command you.
Don't do the computers.
What is it?
It's just phone, I said. David doesn't deal with computers. He doesn't have a computer.
Hey, listen. I have the computer, not David. That's why I said you're a woman. You don't understand things. Put them on.
No, I won't.
See, because you
what
don't...
What do you want?
Huh?
What do you want with him?
It's for men only to talk about, not women. It's about women.
No,
it's about other women.
He can't come to the phone.
I want to talk about other women with their breasts and their private parts and everything. Scary. Pretty women.
I'm sorry, you can't come to phone. Bye.
Oh, come on.
Hello?
Hey, what happened?
I'm sorry, but you can't come to the phone.
But he's right there. He's right
there. You can't talk to him.
He's right there, and I want to just talk to him about sex stories, about pretty...
You cannot talk to him.
About sex stories, about
beautiful... I don't care what you want to talk to him. It's 4 o'clock in the morning here, and he won't talk to you. Please don't phone again.
Oh, can you give him a message? Sex stories. I'm always trying to find the elusive sex stories. Milkman. Are you back yet, Milkman? No, nothing. No response from Milkman still. Come on, man, Milkman. Come on, man. Porch Monkey asking if I did. Yes. No, I did not do your requested prank. Yes, I will do your requested prank now. Thank you. Just a moment, please. Billman sent one, and I'm going to go from the top of the list, so I'll get to it. Music, please. Billman sent in a number here and requested a prank, which, as I mentioned before, you can also hit up if you head over to the main homepage of the show, madhouselive.com. Much appreciated. And a thank you to everyone who has tuned in tonight. All 187 of you. Not including YouTube viewers. Not including YouTube viewers. Great job, guys. Appreciate it. All right, tell you what, I gotta take another quick break. Gonna handle something here real quick with this cat before he drives me up the wall. He's begging to be let outside. I can only suppose he wants to use the litter box. So we're gonna give him an opportunity to do that. So I'm not about to be cleaning up cat shit from the house. Anyway, we're going to play a prank call here called Sanjay, since we've had a few Indian calls tonight. And we're dialing Milkman here. Hopefully he'll have his issues fixed and we'll be able to talk with us nice.
Hello.
Hey, Mr. Nice Guy. How are you?
What happened? Something weird was going on. Like, I tried to click back in. I don't know how I got disconnected. And it kept dialing everybody's numbers in a group, and they were all talking at once, and they would hang up, and then one guy answered. I don't know what the fuck was. Could you hear me?
No, you just, it's been poor, very poor tonight. I don't know why. It sounds a lot better now. We'll see how long it holds up for, eh, buddy?
When I clicked group call, Bob, it just went, I don't know, dude. It like rang about like 6 different numbers and somebody answered.
Really? Someone answered?
Your number came up too, and then everybody started dropping phones.
Oh, yeah. At some point, it reconnected everybody. I don't know what that was about, but yes, it did do that, Milkman. Correct.
Yeah, it did it to me like 2 or 3 times because I kept trying to call you, and I think it was me calling the whole group, but nobody was actually, you wasn't actually picking it up.
No, well, we're okay, Milkman. All right, we're okay.
Okay, sir.
We'll move on. All right, buddy. Don't panic. Don't be mad. Milkman and his bad luck, says Serg or Surge or whatever his name is.
Hey, Serge. Hey, what's going on, man?
Yeah. Are you all right? We have some people join in. I think it's past midnight. You okay with that, man?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, we're not on my phone. That's cool. Yeah, all go right. for it, man. Oh, yeah. Okay. Have some fun.
Big Baby Baz and Milkman's favorite
game.
Ken. Okay, Ken and Baz.
Baz and Kenners. Let's go, hey. My brothers.
What's going on, you Bounchudes?
Hey, Mr. Bounchudes.
I'm Jordan.
We're doing synchronized dialing.
We were bugging the shit out of you, Carlito.
Oh, yeah. It flashes on the side, but on a side monitor. I kind of see it on the side of my bad eye, the eye that I got the cataract.
Yeah, watch out with that penile.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Shit. We weren't bugging you enough then.
Nope. I saw it.
Me and Baz were like, all right, I had to count up to three, and we're like, at the same time, go! And we're like, this has to be bugging him, and now we find out pieces of shit.
I was busy with something else, you know. So you guys doing good? You guys all right? That's good.
I'm doing great. I heard you talking about fishing earlier, and I actually went fishing today.
Yay.
And I caught a salmon.
Ooh, a salmon. Yeah, that's good. That's
fuck
good
yeah.
meat. Good meat on a salmon. Nice fatty
fish. It's going in the smoker, man.
Oh, don't smoke your salmon. Really? You got to smoke it?
No, it's a pink salmon. Pink salmon are not that great unless you smoke them.
Oh, it's so tight, though.
We've got about five different types of salmon here in Washington State.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, they swim up the river, eh?
No, I'm catching them in the salt water.
Ew, gross. Okay, cool, man.
It's awesome. Anyway, Nunu's going to say this is a prank show, not fishing show.
Not fishing show.
Fucking, because I got a sports question. Are we just going to stay in the fantasy league how we are now, or are we going to change to another one?
No, tomorrow I'm gonna kill that league. I'm going to kill the draft. We're going to reinvite everybody who was in last year's league, except for Richie. And then we'll see if we get 10, we'll go the max 12 players. So basically we have one spot open. And I think, Baz, did you ask for that? Who asked for that first?
Yeah, I'd like a spot if possible.
All right.
Baz was there last year, so he would automatically.
No, I wasn't.
No, he
I'm
wasn't.
A new guy.
No, Baz wasn't.
Nope.
No. All right. I'll send an invite to everybody since we're dropping Richie than that. And then we might even be able to drop down to 10 if we have two people who don't join up. But the guy from last year, that's actually Billy from GillyCast. He's the guy that got caught in the rainstorm and couldn't make the draft. I thought it was him.
The Chicago Rude Dogs.
Yeah, that's him. He's there, and we'll have to get Aaron back. So I'll send everyone back an invite. We'll move on with that. I'm gonna time the draft for a Thursday night. We can do it at 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm thinking.
I know I posted in the forums for that. Are we gonna do a pre-show like we talked about? I think it was last year.
Yeah.
Do like a live.
Well, what's a good time? 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. in the West Coast? Is that a good time? I don't know. We got to figure it out.
Yeah, that's a little.
I'm pretty much open. I think it took about an hour to do the draft, didn't it?
Yeah, the last time we did it Sunday at midnight.
So, I'm a little tough because I'm on the West Coast, so I don't get home from work till about 6:30 usually. So that would be 9:30 Eastern.
Let me think here. 9:30 Eastern. Yeah, that's. See, I don't want to preempt the show. I don't want to preempt the show. We'll just do it on a Wednesday, maybe. I got to work. I can't do it. It's got to be a Thursday or a Friday night for me, man, if it's going to work out. So
can you do it on a Friday?
We can do it on a Friday, but we won't do anything live on the air. We'll do it Friday night, you know? We don't have to do an on-air thing for it. No one cares for that anyway.
Well, Chad does broadcast on
Friday. Yeah, that's what I mean. He's going to be on, so we can't just go on air just to do fantasy football. No one wants that. All right, we'll just do it Friday night. We'll, you know, do it while we listen to pranks.
Well, I might be able to get off work. If you can give me a time, I can make arrangements. I mean, not a time, a date. Yeah. I can make arrangements. We can do it earlier.
We'll figure it out. We're rocking the 29th. It was a Thursday.
Yeah, I can change that. I can change that to the next
one. My schedule is flexible. We could, if we want to do it on Thursday the 29th, I can try to be home earlier that day.
Yeah. All right. Well,
we can talk about it off air. Sometime.
Yeah, off air because people get all wound up. But I'm gonna pay for the nicer draft, the nicer league, so that
how many teams are you gonna have?
12, either 10 or 12, one of the two.
Oh, we'll see. How,
yeah,
well, sounds like gonna be a good. Yeah, you're gonna have a good group then.
No more than 12, Milkman. No more than 12. Do you want to be on, Milkman? If we get you a spot now, the last year you didn't want to.
Can I get spot 14 or zero?
Zero. No, 14. 14 is way too many. Then there's not many players available. We'll figure it out, Milkman.
Well, they skip 13, right? Because it's unlucky. Or is it lucky?
I don't know. You need to have... No, Milkman, get out of here. Not funny.
All right.
All right.
I do kind of dig how in the YouTube video you're showing the chat room and shit, people talking to each other, talking shit left and right.
That's a new thing. I like that. I'm trying to see if that works out for the show, how it looks. I don't know, Milkman, do you see the YouTube video at all? What, do you have an opinion on that? Or when the show's over, go and tell me what you think of the video, the way I have
it. I tried to take a look at it. The problem is that I don't get good bandwidth because I'm mobile a lot during the day. Oh. And I'm only home for about like maybe 8 hours at the most. So, you know, I got to be back out at like 4, so.
All right.
Just another quick
check
question.
It out. I'll check it out.
Another quick question. Did you hear last Friday with Jihad?
He
called that Daniel kid back that we had fucking like punch his buddy live on the air.
No, I don't think I did. No, I was at work. I couldn't hear it.
Oh, well, we called him back and Jihad basically asked him why he never picked up the airline tickets and come out to L.A. for the casting.
Yeah.
And the kid's like, I went to the counter. They told me they didn't know what I was talking about. I started getting fucking pissy with him. And he's like, Jihad's playing it off. He's like, did you go to the Delta counter?
Oh,
and
wow.
What? He's like, yeah, you had to go to the fucking Delta counter. They had your tickets. And it's like, oh, okay. So this week he's supposed to go get those tickets again.
Yeah, I heard the call. You sent me the call in somewhere. Did you Skype it to me or Dropbox? One of those.
Yeah, that's when we made the initial.
The first
and second call.
Yeah, I heard the first round. I didn't hear the aftermath from Friday. No, I was busy at work up until like 4 in the morning. I know, I think it was Friday or Saturday I joined Sloth and Brad for some pranks that were kind of funny.
I guess it would sound better if I put my mic by my fucking mouth.
Much better.
But yeah,
Ken, I thought you sounded like you was in the other room, or now you sound like...
I had the fucking thing up around my head. Yeah, the first round of calls when he had to punch...
Trying to cop a squad on the air.
Punch that Dakota kid in the fucking face. I started fucking dying.
Wow. Anyway, someone wants us to call a high school German teacher? We got the number, but it's for the high school. We can't call the high school at midnight, dude. Think about it.
Ein bisschen Deutsch.
You gotta like practice your words. You got, you know, Danke schön, you know, Ivy Gibbs.
No, I speak Bonnet German.
Achtung, Juden. You can say Juden.
I speak a little bit of German.
We can talk bad about the Judens.
No, it's Juden.
Juden?
Not Juden.
Oh, okay.
In German, the J is a Y.
Okay. All right. Bill Man says that there's an Indian who gets angry at this Super 8 hotel. Let's try it. If I remember correctly, I had the whole call with Brad and Sloth where I told the guy that he was fucking his girlfriend on the balcony watching the Disneyland fireworks. I'm pretty sure I had this conversation. I was in my car smoking a cigar in my lunch break at 4 in the morning.
What kind of cigar?
It was a short Davidoff Perfecto.
Cuban rapper.
Evening, Jameson Super 8. This is Sybil. How may I help you?
Connecticut rapper. Hey, yes, how are you? Is this the Super 8?
Yes, it is.
Where's the Indian guy I was talking to before that works there?
In bed.
He's dead?
In bed.
Oh, the Indian guy's in bed?
Mm-hmm. Can I help you with something?
Does he have a bed there, or where does he sleep?
He lives at his house.
Oh, what's his number, then?
I can't tell you that.
Well, it's important. I'm supposed to call him back.
I can't give you that kind of information.
I was on the balcony porking my wife when I was supposed to call him back. And I forgot.
fuck yeah, he's in bed.
Porking my wife, and then I'm going to tell her that we fell down.
Tell me you're supposed to
join
him in bed.
She must be Muslim. She's got that pork conversion there.
He's like, pork? No, oh, disgusting. She spit as she hung up the phone. She spit on the floor.
I'll be halal.
She spat on the floor.
Hello, we are not available now.
Oh, come on, Super 8. Hey, that's an answer machine, huh? We try to hack
that. Yeah.
We need to talk to the Turkish horse.
Not like a GE. That's like a GE model.
Let's try to hack it like Brad Carter would.
Fuck yeah.
Evening, Jameson Super 8. This is Sybil. How may I help you?
Yeah, hey, what happened? You hung up?
I don't have to put up with language like that.
No, it's in porking. I think she's white, though.
It's not a bad word.
Call her back. Just let me just go. Fuck yeah, and see how long she stays on.
All right,
pork. It's the other white meat.
God damn.
America's meat.
It's the most taboo of all meats. That and horse. Human. Delicious human.
Yum.
God damn.
Oh come on. No answer.
She's not gonna play.
Nah. She put that phone on vibrate and put it in her crotch.
She shoved it up there. Yep. Okay. Moving right along. Lots of UK numbers here. If you guys want to jump
yeah.
Let me know. I know Mr. Snoswell would like to.
I'm actually at my dad's house, and I'll have to tell you that my dad is 79 years old.
Uh-huh.
He's a big fan of Madhouse, actually.
No kidding. Get out.
He fucking loves the prank calls.
Yeah, he listens. You playing for him, or he doesn't?
Oh, fuck yeah.
All right, good.
He laughs his ass off.
Very good.
There's one guy you'll have to call about the roommate thing, Carlito. His name's Harlan. Quite the fucking looker. You might want to talk to him sometime.
Okay, I'll check that out. Does your grandpa ever tell you about pranks in the old days? Or your dad tell you about pranks in the old days?
Oh, hell yeah.
Would they call a woman and you say, I could see.
Do you have Prince Henry in a can or whatever the fuck?
I could see your.
Call the tobacco shop. Do you have Prince Albert in a can?
I could see there your, you go I could him. See your knees. Oh.
Yeah, Baz's dad told him about pranks back in the day. Now they're
doing
crimes.
The Bantu calls back in the day.
Back in the day, we used to call after Labor Day and ask the ladies if they were still wearing white, if you know what I mean.
You got the wrong number. Go away.
No, you know, you don't wear white after Labor Day, right?
Fuck off.
Hey, fuck you.
No, this is the Queen's command calling. Don't hang up.
What an asshole.
Would your wife like to wear some white? Ski, ski, ski.
White.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
It sounds like John McCartney. Paul McCartney. John. Paul McCartney.
Fuck off. Peter Wilde.
You're Paul's brother, John. Who wants old Father Baz
Welcome
to do a
to
call?
Voicemail. The person you have called is unavailable.
Well, I'm actually visiting him. I'm at his house right now.
You?
I said that too. I told you in chat you should have your old man do a call.
Yeah, have him come on. Talk about wearing white after Labor Day. Woo! David Hart. David Hart is next. David
Can
Fart.
I take this one?
Yep, David Hart. You got it? Like fart, but an H instead of the A.
Hopefully this fucker will answer.
Yeah, hopefully the fucker fucking Hart fart.
Asshole wanker.
Hello, you're not available now. Please leave your name and phone number.
No, we won't do no such thing. We'll try again.
They're asleep. Gotta wake them up.
Hello, we are not available now.
Aww.
Please leave your name and phone number after the beep.
Aww, next one. Another David. David Ironside. Hey. It's like a ship. An old-timey ship. An old Ironside.
Wasn't there a TV show, Ironside?
That was my nickname in high school.
Yeah. That was this guy, Perry Mason. Yeah, they're both on MeTV right now. Yeah, that's him.
When I played football in high school, that was my nickname, Ironsides.
Ironside.
I was watching an old-ass episode of Cash Cab, and that was like their fucking bonus
question. Cash Cab, that's bomb.
Hello?
You got the wrong number.
No, this is, may I speak with David Ironside, please? This is David Snoswell calling. And I do not have the wrong number.
Who are you calling? This is 5:30 in the morning.
I'm aware of that, but my name is David Snoswell, and this is the matter of the utmost urgency.
What are you talking about?
Yes, I'm with
you
the Royal
Service.
You
call me at a decent time.
No, I will not call it a decent time. Don't hang up. Do not hang up.
He doesn't have the ability to listen to it.
I'm going to have to call back.
God damn it.
No, he just
thought, hey, fucking phone. A little bit slower next time.
Like 10 buttons.
Hey, Baz, call me Edward and see what he does.
He did that one in under 30 seconds. He must have been pretty awake.
Yes. Do not hang up on
fuck
me.
Fuck off.
Hey, don't talk that way to me.
Holy shit.
Hey, hear that? He told you to call back.
All right.
He said, don't call back. Hey, or call back.
Let me just ask when he answered the phone. I said, what's up, my nigga? And see what he does.
Yes. Fuck off. Wow.
Now, the person you call.
We got a fucking fiery one on our hands.
Holy shit.
Save that number.
Back out! Hello.
What's up, my nigga?
Don't hang up.
How dare you?
This is David Snoswell. I'm calling from the Royal Service. At the Queen's command, please do not hang up. I need to speak with Mr. Ironside immediately.
Queen's command.
At the Queen's command, that's correct.
Queen's command, you need to speak to immediately. Can you tell me, you don't know what trouble you've just caused?
What? I'm calling for David Ironside. I need
Can
to speak
you to explain to me why?
This is man's business. This is not for women's ears. Put Mr. Ironside on immediately. I don't have time for this rubbish.
No, nor we.
Please put him on immediately.
Queen's
You're telling me it's rubbish.
Rubbish. Hang on, let's listen.
Queen Silence is married.
He's gonna beat his wife.
It's not anything from customs or anything, is
it? Nothing coming from.
These are all good.
You know it's 5:30. He said, I know. Has he got in the bed at all? Or he just bounced?
I don't know.
Hey! Woo! Woo! Hey!
Hello! They might start fucking.
Hello! Hey!
What's the problem?
Pardon?
Hey, how are you?
Hi, ma'am. How are you this evening?
How can I help you? It's not. It's middle of the night.
Oh, we're calling from the call center in Chicago, Illinois. It's only 12:37 a.m. in Chicago.
No, well, it's the middle of the night, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that's irrelevant.
Why?
I need to speak with David Ironside. I keep telling you that. I've told you that about 5 times now.
He's not well at the moment.
Oh, what's the problem? Maybe we can help.
No, you can't help him. He's getting help.
Okay. Hello?
Shit. All right. I'll try him again. What the fuck?
I'm helping.
Tell him the royal baby died.
Hello? Hello? Hey. Alright, they're not going to come back. They're leaving.
Since David isn't well, can I have a throw with your wife?
Alright, I hung up. Alright, there we go. Hung up now. That was kind of fun. That was kind of fun. He really yelled that second time and you heard him. I think he had an aneurysm.
Fuck out!
Yeah, Kahoot's in the chat room is saying not well equals fucking drunk.
He's taking drunk. A nitro for that fucking heart condition.
Yeah, he's putting the pill under his tongue right now.
Working on that pint right now as we speak.
You know that pill's bullshit. Didn't save my mom's life.
Give me a pint.
I put two of them under my mom's mouth. Didn't do shit for her. Fucking bullshit. She still had a massive heart attack.
Fucking wine, they are.
Welcome to voicemail. The person you have called.
Here's a question. So is that nitroglycerin that the heart patients carry around? Because I still have my mom's little vial from after she died. Can I blow that stuff up?
I don't think so.
Yeah, those little tabs there. My dad has some of those.
Yeah, you think I can what happen if I put a match on it? Milkman, you're our science correspondent.
Well, what happened is like if you go ahead and take them now, since she's been dead, man, your heart will blow up if you need them because this thing ain't no good.
No, yeah, they're probably, they're inert. She got some kind of.
They only last maybe 3 to 6 months. Even if you're still around, they're no good. They wear out, become less effective.
Well, great.
So, like my dad had a bad condition. So, like, if it was too old, you might not give them to him because they'll probably die.
Well, now you tell me.
He wants to make a firecracker.
Thanks
with
a lot. Could have used that news May 2012. Anyway,
he probably the next person in the UK you call. Tell him the royal baby died. See if we can get a reaction out of him.
You really have it out for that royal baby. You've been saying this for like a week now, dude. What's wrong with that poor little baby?
I know, because every time we try to put that across, fucking Nunu interrupts. He's like, oh, the porn filter. We got to do the porn filter.
Oh, fuck the porn filter. You just want to kill the poor baby.
What the fuck? That porn filter wore out, man. It didn't even work. It's not funny moving right.
I told Nunu that's what kept him out of the chat earlier is the fucking UK porn filter was on.
That's old news. All you got to do is go clear your cookies and it works again. That's all. I know how to do that.
Ken hates the royal baby for some reason.
He's just jealous.
Nunu kept trying to tell us that the UK has better teeth than America.
What's wrong, Ken? You think? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, buddy, do you think the royal baby is going to have nice, handsome ears, or is it going to...
You got the wrong number, buddy.
No, this is David.
Buddy, you got the wrong number.
Hey, I'm not your buddy, asshole. I'm calling David, huh?
What are you calling for?
I'm calling because I wanted to ask you a question. Do you think the royal baby is going to have nice, handsome ears, or is
Where are you phoning from?
I'm from the United States.
Well, you're in England, and we're very early in the morning, so we don't want to talk to you.
Oh, but I want to talk to you, please.
But you don't want to. We just cut you off. Wasting your time.
You'd be my friend?
No. Go away.
Please.
Go away.
Where? Where do you want me to go? Okay. All right.
We saved your ass.
He really didn't want to hang up. I think he wanted to stay on and be friends.
I think his wife made him
They
hang
keep
up.
Forgetting we saved their ass in World War II.
Seriously. Hey. Is this the same guy?
I love the background calls, man. You got to be real quiet. Those are worth the gold.
I told you the wife was on him. You heard him? She's like, don't pick up that phone.
In the chat, Tabachi's reporting it took him 2 hours to get into the chat tonight. That was
That's wow. awesome, man. That's awesome.
I got in about an hour after the show started, and I got right in.
That's it only took me about a half hour.
Awesome.
It's like the newest ride at Disney World, man. It's always like a two-hour line.
Well, I cut
I fucking jumped down. Like I got online. I'm like 40 minutes before showtime, and I go to log in. It's like, fuck you. The chat's fucking full, and I'm like, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, sorry. I'm working on it. Working on it, okay? Thank you.
Hey, it's a good thing, dude.
I no longer consider it Carlito's fault.
Porch Monkey, I'm still looking for your request to prank there, you Porch Monkey.
You ain't running too many clones is the problem.
Yep.
Hello?
Hey, boy, how are you?
Is that
David? This is Sappho.
David who?
David Sappho.
No, you've got the wrong number. No. This is the second time you've rung me.
You take it easy, young man. Now, I'm looking for David.
No. Don't tell me to take it easy. You're waking me up 4 o'clock in the morning.
David Polden, nobody talking to some bollocks here on the phone when I'm talking to you.
Who are you?
I told you my name is, what was my name again? I forgot. Sappho. My name is Sappho. Yeah, that's it.
And where are you?
I'm in Chicago, Illinois, where I'm the computer system phone machines.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then it was this call. We wanted to ask you, what do you think the royal baby is going to be, a handsome baby or an ugly baby?
I'll see you later. Don't talk
no,
silly.
No, you won't see me.
Go to bed.
Go fuck
go to bed. Have a cup of tea and go to bed.
Oh, could you go pork your wife and let us hear?
Yeah, we want to hear.
Yeah, we want to hear you have porking your wife, you know, sexing your wife.
Yeah.
Do you still do that?
You can take Viagra for that, my good sir.
Yeah. Cialis is way better because it lasts longer.
Oh, yeah, Cialis.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to BT Answer 157.
You take some ecstasy, you pop some Molly, you take a whatchamacallit, a Cialis.
Yeah.
And then an Ambien.
Cialis was developed here in Seattle.
Holy shit, by the Cialis Corporation?
Welcome to BT Answer 157.
The company that developed Cialis is out of business now. They got bought out by somebody else and shut down.
Wow.
But they were in Seattle.
You can't spell Seattle without Cialis.
Damn right.
Cialle. There you go.
Something like that.
Yep. All right. David Rain or Ryan. Rain.
I've had too much whiskey to spell anything right now.
What kind of whiskey are you having there, Old Chicken?
I'm actually drinking Woodford Reserve. You ever heard of that?
Nope. Sounds like shit. No, I'm kidding.
No, it's actually a small distillery.
Is it a single malt?
It's a Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey.
Ah, white people whiskey. Yeah, I got you.
Fucking redneck whiskey. It's good.
I figured you're gonna have a Canadian blended whiskey.
Oh, that's good too.
With the H.
Hello.
Hey, listen. This is David Reen. I need to talk to you, please.
Whoa. Say that again.
I need to speak to David Reen now, woman.
I don't know who that is, David.
Hello. Oh boy.
Hey, you got any? You don't have any Scotland numbers, do you?
Scotland, maybe.
Fuck, we could call them in
Glasgow a long time ago.
I want to berate Scotch whiskey.
Oh, boy. Who's got better whiskey? Canada? Scotlandia?
I don't like Scotch.
Who is that?
Hey, what's your favorite whiskey? You like Beefland?
Would you go to hell, please?
Beef Eaters, yeah.
No, this is a survey.
Beef Eaters. That's not whiskey.
Beef Hearts.
What's beef? Isn't that gin?
Beef Eaters is gin.
It's gin, man.
Gin, yeah. Fucking real alcoholic shit.
I'm way off. Beef Eaters.
Yeah, it's the alcoholic shit.
The fuck's that about?
Hey, you know, the Scotch whiskey's got that peaty flavor that I can't get past that.
Seriously, dude?
Like
really?
Taste
well,
peat,
they filter it through a peat.
Oh, peat.
Ain't down with the peat?
I'm not down with the peat. How about you, Milkman?
Oh, shit, guys. Good. Wow.
We'll never make a rattler show anymore.
Man. Trying to think, what's this whiskey I had? There's a Caribbean blend of it, and it's so good.
That sounds good.
What is it? It's called Caribbean Cask. It's a big. No, it's Balvenie. Balvenie, that's what it is. I think it was like a 13 or 14 year old, single malt, and it's a special edition Caribbean cask. They use like this Caribbean wood, I guess. Wood from the Caribbean for the cask, and it has like this.
Oh, that sounds good.
It has like this raisiny kind of. It tastes like Christmas time, man. It's fucking awesome. It's like $80 for a bottle, but I bought one last year as a gift for my father-in-law. I haven't had a chance to drink it yet, but he had it. He said it's really good. I'm looking forward to trying it. I've heard good reviews. Yeah, man. Raisiny.
So what do you, when you were having some whiskey in your webcam a couple months ago, what do you drink?
Usually I mean, for myself here at home, I don't get too fancy. So I don't
But for a while there on your webcam, you had a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah, just Black Label, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't.
Johnny Walker.
Yeah,
right?
Johnny Walker Black. Yeah, I had
got
Johnny.
It.
Last holidays, I had Johnny Walker Blue at a social event I went to. There was a Blue Label. And I'll tell you, to be honest with you, for the jump in price, I think I explained this in for the jump in price, it wasn't worth it. I would rather, for the money you'd spend on a bottle of Black Label, I'd rather stick to that and get something nicer.
What was it for a bottle of Black Label? Where
Black,
you're at?
Black Label, I don't know, maybe like $30-$40. I don't know. I usually don't pay attention much when
shit,
I buy it.
Shit, that Blue Label's like top of the line. Was it about like $200 or some shit?
It's like
hell yeah.
It's like high hundreds, like 160, I think he said.
Yeah, it's expensive as fuck, but it's supposed to be smooth, so you didn't feel any smoother, huh?
It was smoother, yeah. It was smoother. I'll give you that, but...
It wasn't $200 smoother.
It wasn't $200 smoother. No, it didn't blow my mind. I drank them next to. I literally drank, you know, one glass of one in one hand and one of the other. And literally, like, it's not even a single malt, you know? It's still a blended scotch, dude, you know? I don't get it.
Huh.
Whatever.
Well, this Woodford Reserve I'm drinking, it's a Kentucky bourbon. It's got a label on it from the distiller with a signature on it. Mm. It's pretty fucking smooth for a Kentucky straight bourbon.
Nice. I think I'm going to have a Guinness tomorrow.
Good.
No, not having all this talk. I'm going to go out and have a Guinness.
Voila.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Guinness is awesome.
Yeah. Or Milkman, you like Newcastle Ale. I don't think I've ever had one of those. Maybe I'll do
Dude,
that.
Those are good, man. The brown ale.
They got the summer ale,
and they got these, like, special brands. But yeah. They're really, really, dude, they're higher in alcohol, and they got, like, a nice flavor.
Okay.
Is that the nut brown ale?
Nut brown ale.
Like that.
Yeah, they put corn in it.
Yeah.
Ooh. Corn.
They got corn and wheat. They got like two or three fucking things in that shit, but it's good.
We should ask this guy.
Yeah, he might know. It's David also.
Ask if he likes smell. They call it the dog.
Hello?
David Smell?
Who's speaking?
Oh, this is Eddie. I'm calling.
Sorry?
This is Eddie. I'm calling from the machine. I need to talk to him. It's immediate. It's for men, you know, only. Men's ears only, you know?
Of what?
It's private. It's like sex stories and stuff that he...
No, knew. Thank you.
It's sexual. Come on.
Yeah, you don't know how sexual it is.
Sex.
She wasn't down with the sex story.
I'll stop doing
it's
that.
It's about vaginas.
I'm out of wrinkles, right up, shriveled like a baseball mitt, laying in the sun for 2 years.
Hello? Yes.
Hello?
Is that David?
Who's speaking?
Oh, this is Eddie. David told me to call him. I was going to tell him about kissing girls. And
I don't think so. Go away.
Beautiful breasts on a girl, you know? You know what I mean? Yeah.
I want to fuck her bad teeth.
Ew.
She sounds hot.
Grab her by her big floppy ears.
She's got a big pair of floppers on it.
Grab her fucking ears and just mouth fuck her.
Big floppers. Yeah, that's the line I came up with at some point, right?
That cracked me up.
Big floppers.
I want to play with her meat.
You
her
asked some chick
curtains.
If she had big floppers.
Yeah, you got a nice pair of flopper tits. That's my version of
Is that big, what was it? Big booty, whatever her name was.
Yeah, hey, I understand Brian is here. Brian Hurst.
Speaking.
Oh, well, listen, my wife is named Big Booty Brenda, and Brian's been talking to her and giving her money, and I want to know
I
why.
I haven't got a clue who you're talking about.
Brian Hurst, your husband?
Yeah, but Brenda, we don't know a Brenda.
Well, I know a Brenda. She's my wife, and Brian has been giving her money and talking, saying sex stories to her and everything.
How do you know my number? How do you know my name?
Because
how do you know it's us?
Big Broody Brenda said that it's Brian Hurst that she's been having an affair with and gave this number and said that you would pick up. You're the wife and gave your address and everything.
That's a lie.
No. No, she's having sex with Big Broody Brenda and everything. They're having phone sex. They talk to each other on the phone and they touch each other. They touch themselves.
He's in hospital at the moment. No idea.
Yeah.
No,
he's a heart patient, right? He's got a heart problem.
No, never had a heart problem in
What's
his life.
What's he got? Is his penis?
Never had a problem in his life.
Does he have a wife problem? A stupid wife?
I and his wife. Thank you very
much. Yeah, and you don't mind your own business?
I'm his wife. Thank you very much. I was talking about you, bitch.
Yeah, bitch. That was the point. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Jeez.
Big booty Brenda.
Yeah, she's a fucking legend.
Big booty Brenda. There, I think
got a big old butt.
Where's Tristan been, man? I haven't heard or seen from Tristan. Like, it seems like forever. Where's
he's been on Skype now and then.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
I haven't been able to call into the Brent show for a while, but I've seen him logged on to Skype recently.
Yeah, and it's about time for a new Brent show. It's been like 2 weeks at least.
Yeah, probably Saturday.
Well,
he's been out of town.
Man, did you get downloaded to do your own show?
Not yet. On vacation right now.
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment.
Hello. Okay.
No, I messaged Cobra last Saturday if there was going to be a Brent show, and he messaged me back and said Asshat is out of town right now.
Wow, Asshat.
Yeah, I talked to Brent.
Sorry, like, Cobra.
I'm still on vacation in Alaska.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I did talk to Brent last week. He was in Alaska. Yeah. He was going to try to join me for last week's daytime show, but it didn't work out with his vacation schedule. He was too busy eating, you know, at a buffet somewhere in Alaska.
I told him to get his fucking priorities straight.
Right? Family. Sexy wife. I'm just guessing his wife is sexy. She sounds pretty hot. That's rude to say. I'm sorry, but I'm
horny. Quality time with your kids.
Who needs that?
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Who is it?
This is Eddie. Look, my son, I used to wrestle, and I taught him how to wrestle, and I don't like spending time with him. I just take him to wrestling meets and kick him in the ass. Sorry, Ken.
Don't hang up.
So you used to wrestle, Ken, huh?
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, chicken
play football too, right?
Mm-hmm. I wrestled my freshman year only. I didn't really like it. It was all right.
I wrestled when I was...
Like I would whoop all your butts. I have lettered. I lettered in wrestling and football.
I lettered.
Welcome to be.
Oh yeah, asshole! I was all straight in wrestling basketball. To keep my ass.
I wrestled freshman year of high school, and then I played football 2 years. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't do anything my senior year. Senior year, I was like, fuck, I want to do shit. Fuck this.
I played 1 year of college football, and I wrestled all the way through high school.
You played college football, dude?
I did.
Holy shit, man. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow, you should be a football coach.
Not like I was any good, though. I played for a fucking Division III school.
Well, still, community college, that's all right.
Like I said, fucking college ball is cool.
Yeah, man, that's cool. You should get season tickets. You'd be like, oh, I used to be here.
Yeah, tickets to our game cost about $3.
Oh yeah, what were you, defensive lineman?
Defensive tackle.
Hey man, really? For real? Defense made me too, man. What's up, brother? D line, man.
What's up, nigga?
What's up? Hey, Brian.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, me and Ken just figured out we used to play defensive tackle. You know, we're both football players.
Football's awesome, dude.
Yeah, it's so cool. American football. Oh, seriously, I play defense.
Soccer fucking sucks.
Literally, coach told me, hey, all you got to do is you see the guy with the ball, tackle him. It's like, all right, cool, man. Got it.
I went into one game, and it was fucking crazy. They made me play defensive tackle, defensive end, and fucking linebacker all in one game.
What the fuck?
I was like, dude, I weighed fucking like 230 pounds. I was like, I'm not a fucking linebacker.
Yeah. Wow, man. That's something.
So what do you play, Carlito?
I was a defensive tackler. Tackle. Defensive tackle, sweet. Man. Yeah, that's so sad.
I was a center and nose guard.
Nose nice. Guard, yeah. I used to
I was fast. That's why they put me there.
I was a nose guard. We had certain plays where we had a nose guard. Usually we didn't utilize the nose guard position.
Oh, the best was when, because I didn't play offense, but when we needed short yardage, they'd bring me back to fullback. Yeah. The fucking lead block.
Oh, man.
We would bring the extra tackles in, like defensive tackles in, mm-hmm. and we'd bring two of them, we'd fucking lead block from the small fucking running back.
Nice. Speaking of prank calls, when I was in high school, I got in trouble because, all right, you remember the Jerky Boys, they would always go, right, you know what I mean? They would go, right. So, Ken, you could probably relate, like, when you're a defensive lineman, you go up, and sometimes you got to call left, or right, you know what I mean? You know, so we'd be up there and we're calling like left, you know, and they go right like every time. Like, they're like, shut the fuck up, you know, and the coach finally, Because
speaking of the Jerky Boys, what's that call with Johnny Brenna called up? He was like a recruiter. Remember that? No, he was trying to get that dude.
The guy that's Big Hawk. That's Big Hawk, man.
Big Cock.
Big Cock. No, Big Hawk. That too.
Oh, that's
he's like, so I'm going to go through walls. He goes, I'm going to go through walls for you.
Prank shit, how much we're outnumbered when we start talking about sports. They're like, oh my God. Fuck you, this isn't a sports show and shit. It's like, oh, Jesus.
Well, Nudu is saying now, this is Prank Show, not Fat Sports Show.
Wow, dude. Really? Okay. All right, man.
Well, I'm sorry. This is American Prank Show, not People with Bad Teeth Prank Show.
Well, guess what? I got info on Nunu. I got info on Nunu, and he rollerblades, guys. I found out. Yep. I might even have a picture of Nunu rollerblading.
He probably wears those biker compression shorts and shit, too.
Free roller with a gin?
Yeah, no. Gin is a rollerblade. He bikes.
He had weed.
It's archery.
All
that's right.
His feet.
He used to be biking, I used to say. It's archery.
He's an archer.
Yeah, he is an archer, though. Yep. Really shitty archer, but he's an archer, all right.
Hey,
we need to call Harlan and talk to his ass.
Where's Jim been? We haven't heard from him for quite
busy.
A while.
He's busy. He's training up, man. He's trying to make it to Rio. I told you guys he's going to be gone for a while. Yeah.
Cool. He's been back. He's been back heavy duty archery training.
Like crazy. Okay, he's doing like all this like water training and stuff. Fucking nuts for his arms.
Shooting arrows into the water.
Fired up. He's got the biofeedback system running. Yeah. And he's been in,
He's been putting on Facebook. He's got like this chamber they put him in and it's full of water and they measure the displacement and all this stuff.
He shoots the arrows in the tank.
He's
underwater.
He's fucking having sex with underage girls while shooting fucking bow and arrow.
Oh, man. That's not true. He never did that. Not in the UK laws, you know? Not in UK laws. She was legal aged. This is a guy, a daughter moving in an apartment. She has three little boys. She, what?
I got snappy stuff.
Oh.
Roy rollerblades and it's fun.
Had wheels on his feet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your call has been forwarded to an auto.
It might be too late for those calls there to the swap shop stuff. Those people aren't going to answer. We're out of lonesome numbers. Let me do a quick roundup. See if I can find that number. Request a prank that was sent in by who was it? I kept telling me to do
Porch Monkey.
Porch Monkey. I'm going to take another look. It didn't jump out at me. I'm going to take another gander here. Give me a second.
This time of year really gets me excited because I know we're just inching closer and closer to calling Ernie again.
Oh, Thanksgiving.
Oh. Yeah, you gotta just save that number for Thanksgiving only.
Yeah, man. It's Thanksgiving. It's become quite a tradition now for all of us, right? We have our Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah, we take a nap.
It's a great show.
Watch football, and then we stay on for hours.
He told Carlito, you're territorially harassing me.
What did he say? Terror.
He said you were territorial.
No, it was terrorism. He's
that.
Like, yeah.
I mean, with my dad listening, it's like a family tradition now.
There you go.
You know where I've worked for the past 3 fucking years?
All right. Here's a guy. Hank sends in a number for a gentleman in Waco, Texas, home of the Branch Davidians. This guy wants a PS3 for his computer machine. Try to haggle with him. And when he refuses, start insulting his computer and insulting him. Good idea. Again, this guy will trade a desktop for a PS3. It has a tuner card, ATI video card, 24-inch LCD monitor. Oh, the monitor too, huh? Wow.
Too many penises on that computer. I'm sorry.
Let's ask him. You guys want to do this? One of you guys want to do this one?
Okay, repeat that again. I'm sorry.
How about I just give the link to the Craigslist here? Give me a second.
I have no problem taking it.
There you go. Click on that. Tell me once you've digested that, please.
Baz, do you really want to take back what you just said? You have no problem taking it?
I have no problem taking it.
This sounds like an orgy. Oh, hey, yeah, I'll take it.
I've been drinking.
Whoppers, motherfucker.
What the fuck?
Totally, Ken. He'll take it. He's
got
the bottom.
No shame.
Ken, you okay.
We got Baz over here, King Popper.
King Popper juice. King Popper juice.
Sir Popper.
Look, man, what are poppers made of? AML nitrate? What is it?
Amyl nitrate and butyl nitrate.
Yeah. What's sodium pentothal? What's that then?
Oh, that's truth
that's
serum.
Supposedly truth serum, but it's a real, real, real heavy downer.
Ooh, man.
Yeah, they gave that to me back when I was 18 for my wisdom teeth.
Ooh, yeah? Wow.
Knocks you out.
Nice. Very good.
I forget who it was, but they brought that Popper's guy up in the fucking chat the other day. They're like, we need to call him back.
Dude, I don't even remember.
Yeah, I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, here we go.
Are you talking about that guy that was watching the brother and sister about the fuck?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The Poppers and shit, too.
I don't remember how to get his number. All right, here we go.
I'm going to trade my Windows 3 desktop. What's Win98? Is that an old one?
Yeah.
Well.
Hey, I'm calling about your Craigslist ad, trading a desktop for PS3.
All right.
Yeah, so you want a PS3, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a Win3. Do you want it?
If you get a call.
It's state of the art, dude. No, I can't call in the morning. I can only call now. I work in the morning.
Yeah, hung up.
He didn't sound too goddamn excited. He's yeah.
Let me call him back. I don't think he's going to pick up either.
Do you want to talk to him?
I'll try, but I don't think he'll pick up. We'll see.
Okay.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
It went three. PS3, that's all. Yeah, that's a... Get into a bunch of nerd talk. That's the processor of Series 3. Oh. Wrong thing. Okay. That was Hank's number. I'm still looking for Porch Monkey here. Nothing there. No, that's just Hank.
Need numbers or anything?
No, I'm going to wrap it up, dude. It's one. I've been on for long enough. If you ask me, I've been on for long. Then this becomes a whole pain to edit if it's too long. I don't know. Yeah, I know. Debbie Downer here, but yeah, I got shit to do tomorrow. Safi.
Got any UK numbers left?
We did them all, man. We ran through them all. All right, I'm going to type in Porch Monkey. I'm going to type in Porch. See if that comes up with anything. Nope, nothing. Porch Monkey, I don't know what to tell you, man. Can't see your request to prank. Yeah, we'll get to it next week. Send it again. Sorry, bro. All right. I'm wrapping it up. I know, kind of early. But,
that's cool. I'm fucking happy. I caught a salmon today. I had a UK dude tell me to fuck off.
Nice. You're going to smoke that salmon, man. Make some jerky out of it. Have fun with that.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. See you later, Baz. You're out of here.
On my ass.
Yep. Big Ken.
Take it easy.
Bye, man. See ya. And Milkman, you're out of here, too. Take us out of here, Milkman.
All right, man. Okay. We out of here?
Yeah.
All right. Well, see, here you go. Another fun-filled installment. Everybody's favorite place to be right here on the internet. That's right. Mad out, baby. I'd like to thank our special, special friend there. The numbers hit, man. All this held high. Oh, the numbers hit, man. I'd like to thank everybody stopped in tonight. We had quite a little cadre of characters that showed up here, and we'll see. We had Mr. Bastard and Mr. Canners and whoever else managed to come in there. And we had a few people there pop in from overseas, and I'm sure they enjoyed all the fun.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do every week. We have a lot of fun right here. The most interactive show you can find right here on the internet every week, every Thursday. That's right. Tune your earballs in right here. The best place to be. All we do is ask that you give us the time. So we're going to drop the time. Bring your friends. Bring your enemies, better yet, because they are welcome here. And they all must speak to the Elevated Lord, the General, the Madhouse, our fearless leader. Saving lives one crazy call at a time, my brother.
That's it. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Thanks.
That's it.
Thanks to everyone who sent in a request, everyone who tuned in. Thanks for bearing with the chat room. And be sure to go to madhouselive.com. Thanks to everyone who lets us broadcast on the networks, including RBCP and the Live Prank Call Radio Network, and Ted Webb and Blue Planet Prank Call Radio Network Machine. We will catch you here next week. Thank you. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Hey, Mono.
What? What do you
want? Hey, give us an actor show.
What? Who?
After the show?
Okay. After the show, we will call Milkman Bro. And then he'll have phone sex with me.
Hi, this message is from calling from restaurant. I understand that you called the restaurant a couple of times last night, didn't place an order, and talked to two of my servers. I just wanted to let you know, in the future, we will not be filling any orders for you. We exercise our right to refuse service to you. The conversations that you had were inappropriate with the servers. If you call back again, I will give this phone number to our local police office and report you for harassment. So please do not call our establishment again. Thank you.